What's poppin'? It's Brew and Mike show for Tuesday. Yeah. And it's already a crazy day because
everything's nuts here, man.
Right, this is a fast start, though, you know, wheels up, off the ground, here we go.
Well, Trudy had asked if we could move TJ Miller up, and I was at the dentist. I didn't see the text, and all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, 3 o'clock, but that's in 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And then Trudy asked me, and I said, yeah! And I had no idea what the date was. This was yesterday when you asked me.
Really?
Yeah!
Okay, so anyway, we are. TJ is actually
right there.
He's going to be there. He called just as Brandon hit the intro music. I think I should probably mention our Facebook Live sponsor.
We don't have one right now.
Oh, okay.
So perfect.
I'll mention MyBookie because MyBookie during Thanksgiving week is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. They've got extra holiday spending money for you. If you lose, congrats too because there's no losers.
Quick point on it. I read up about like how can they do that. If you lose the bet, like say you bet $250. If you win, you win. If you lose the bet, you get credited that money, but then you have to bet it on something else. So you have to just win again.
Oh, I see. You have to win again.
But it's a no-lose bet.
It's still a no-lose. It's a no-brainer. So mybookie.ag, make your first deposit with the promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll. By the way, I've been winning money in the Hokies lately.
Hey, spread out.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you, TJ?
Well done.
Does TJ bet on football?
Do you?
Does he seem like the gambling type?
Is TJ there?
No one knows.
Hey, yes, of course. Of course I do not bet on football.
All right.
What do you bet on?
I always bet on black, and I learned that from Wednesday's time.
Oh.
Okay, so that would be the Raiders.
Tip. Hot tip, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at the casino.
Yeah, that was exactly the Raiders and Wednesday's time if he's on a flight.
Hey, so I see you're on the way to the airport right now?
Right now, yeah. I'm going back to New York City where I live. And, just finished doing comedy in Brea, California. Beautiful, exotic Brea, California.
I was at, let's see, TJ Miller does not have a website.com. And I was reading about the VIP icons, which were, that's kind of cool for not being a website. Anyway, autographed Polaroids, a hearty conversation, and fortune told if you go for the VIP tickets, and those aren't in existence, the icon is next to the Detroit show at Mark Ridley's.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Well, what's great is that very few people ask me to tell their fortune, which I don't understand because I am right there to tell you exactly what's going to happen in your life. And also, I like to hear a little bit about what's going on, and then I'll kind of let you know. Always bet on black. So hopefully in Michigan we'll be, some more people will take advantage of that. Wow. But I'm also excited. My father-in-law lives in Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah.
So he's moving to New York, and this will be kind of his last time seeing. He saw me last year at the Comedy Castle. This will be sort of his last hurrah in Michigan.
Wow. Well, the show, by the way, is November 24th, which is, what day of the week is that?
A day.
Sunday. And I did two shows, and last year, hopefully this year is the same, but last year I did three shows. So one was a matinee, and it's always interesting to have an audience at 3 p.m., you know, because they've just come from brunch. They're, they're heavy. They had biscuits and gravy and
sleepy.
But actually, that show can be really great.
Yeah, that's impressive because honestly, you're going right up against football at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
But you can also, you bet on football, as you said, you can also bet on me. So the spread is 2-1 that I'll completely bomb the show. And you can sort of bet and hopefully make a little money as well. Get them out.
And have a hearty conversation if you buy the VIP tickets.
Yeah, and we do. Well, here's the thing. I don't like, they say meet and greet, and some people just greet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Some people are just greeting. They say, oh, hello, picture. And I like to spend a moment with, some of these people. Want to say, I always say, if you have a question, please ask me. If there's something that I've done that you like, please tell me. If there's something that I've done that you don't like, just shut up about it. Don't talk about it. Never tell anybody.
Amen.
And Yeah. And then, you know, but it's always really fun. It's nice for me because when you do a film, which, for instance, Underwater, which is the film that I did, Kristen Stewart and I did that film that's coming out January 10th. You can see the trailer online. But, you know, I do a film and I don't get to interact with the people that see it. Whereas with stand-up, I do the show and afterwards I get to meet some of the people and actually hear what they thought about the show and, you know, where do you know me from? What do you like? And that's really nice. That makes me really happy.
Well, everyone knows you from Yogi Bear. I mean, that massive
Yogi,
movie.
Hey.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yogi Bear 3D.
Oh, Yogi Bear 3D, too.
What about the Emoji movie?
I mean, yes. People love... Here's what the thing is, and I always say this, is that, you know, parents would say, oh, the Emoji movie is great. Our kids love it. And I say, well, what do you think of it? And they go, well, it isn't terrible. Because I think so often you've got a kid's movie and you got to watch it again and again and again. So it's nice. That's why I like doing them, because it's nice for it to be funny. You know, in the Emoji movie, we did a draft of the film, so we worked to make that, you know, fun enough that parents are kind of not going to jump off of a bridge.
It did really well with the Golden Raspberries, though, and I wondered, like, what do actors think of the Golden Raspberries?
No, I didn't win.
Were you up for it?
Well, the movie was, but, you know, and we thought about going to sort
exactly. of like, I was getting to where I was going with it.
Yeah, no, but I would love to make a speech there and just, because it's the opposite of a real award speech. It'd be so funny to be like, I just want to not thank everybody that involved me in this film. And, you know, I want to not thank the directors. I want to not thank all the producers. I can't stand my agents. Yeah, I cannot believe that they involved me in this project. And, of course, most of all, and then I'll sort of kiss my hands and point downwards. Thank you to Satan. Amen. For really involving me. I guess the devil emoji. I want to thank him for really, really screwing me over on this film.
We did see that. What's the movie that got the raspberry mark that we love? Norbit.
Oh,
I
Norbit's
love Norbit.
Great.
And that got a raspberry award. That's I mean,
for.
It's crap.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing I wouldn't say on a first date is I loved Norbit. You know, I keep that to yourself till the third or fourth date for sure.
You cut through a lot of bullshit, though. If you said,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah, no, that's true. If that's in your Tinder or Bumble bio, then you really only get two people that are truly interested in the long-term relationship.
You know, I would also mention that I love Cloverfield, because I love Cloverfield. It's on all the time. That's a fairly big movie, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah. It was huge when it came out because people hadn't really seen, there's really nothing like it. And Underwater, which again, January 10th, that for me was sort of a return to that genre. So I'm funny in it. I'm not trying to, I'll never be a guy who's like, hey, guys, just take me seriously. Like, I'm a real actor. You know, I can do the dramatic stuff. That's never going to happen. So Underwater is a great kind of return to the genre, but I'm still doing the comedy in it. And I think it's almost, it's sort of Cloverfield-esque, I guess, but it's almost a scarier, more claustrophobic film than Cloverfield. And I don't operate the camera, so not as much motion sickness.
Oh, you don't operate the camera in Underwater, do you?
Right, that's what you're
saying. No, not at all. But in Cloverfield, and we actually got some press because a couple people, you know, mostly elderly individuals, threw up because of the movie. They actually vomited in the theater.
Nice.
I didn't even know it was you until I knew you in other movies. And then I was watching it again. I admit I've watched Cloverfield probably three or four times. And I'm like, that's T.J. Miller. And you're playing the biggest.
That's always a good sign when you just have no idea that I'm in the film. So, yeah, I think that's called being not memorable. Yeah.
No, that I knew you really well. You're behind the camera too. I recognize your voice because they don't show you on screen barely at all, do they?
No, I think I have 3.5 minutes of screen time. So that tells you what Hollywood thinks about how good looking I am.
Yeah, but you know what? If any jerk wants to bring up, you know, Cloverfield or Yogi Bear or the Emoji Movie or Raspberry Awards, just point out that in 2018 your movies grossed $1.25 billion.
Jeez, wow.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody's been on Wikipedia.
I am right now.
What, we got some Deadpool money in there?
Deadpool 2 and Ready Player One, which, you know, I would imagine.
Yeah, Ready Player One is great. But you know what's 2005, and she's out of my league.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
Which I did in 2010. It's so fun. But I think when I meet like couples in the VIP, it really feels like it's home because, like me, most guys kind of marry up. You know, they're really lucky. So they feel that movie really hits home because they're like, I don't know why she's hanging out with me, but she is. And so I like watching that movie because it reinforces that you may not be good looking, but, you know, you can be a really nice guy. You know, you can have a great view.
No, that movie is a very thoughtful movie. The more and I love that movie, but there are only, you can only go up a couple points from where you are. I mean, if you marry up, looks wise. I mean, it's true. I think there's a lot of truth to that movie.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, no, I think that's why people can answer. But I think, you know, a nice car, expensive dinners, that might get you 1 or 2 points up. But if you're a really sweet, romantic individual who, you know, has a good sense of humor, you can really, I mean, if you've seen pictures of my wife, I don't know how that happened, but it did. And I'm you know, most of my budget goes towards flowers. So I'm really working that.
Girls like funny guys.
They say they
do. You like funny guys. You say, you know, you try and laugh a lady into bed, but not laugh her off of the bed. So just, you know, find that balance. You don't want her to fall over from laughing because then you're like, oh, you know, I should have a bigger bed probably.
Hey, so the connection between Cloverfield and Underwater, when you say return to the genre, what is Underwater all about?
Well, I don't want to be too, because people love a little bit of mystery, but Underwater is sort of, it's not in the Cloververse, so it's not, J.J. Abrams didn't do it, but my character sort of exists, let's just say he's connected to HUD from Cloverfield. So
connected to HUD.
You know, yeah, the name of the character in Cloverfield, but it, you know, HUD sort of, you know, there was a Cloverfield movie that came out just streaming, and it wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best. And so this film exists kind of maybe in a parallel dimension, maybe a different, you know, time period. Maybe my character in Underwater is related to the character from Cloverfield, but it's the same genre in the sense that it's, you know, totally different world because they're 7 miles under the water. And there is sort of a supernatural monster element to it, but that's all I'll say.
Okay. I'm not sure that was a very good question on my part.
I'm not sure that was a great answer on my part.
Kristen Stewart's in it as well, and she's on fire right now. She's got a lot of movies out, and she's popping up on SNL.
Yeah, so
she's in it, too.
Can you call her right now if you wanted to? Do you have her phone number?
I do have her phone number. I can call her anytime. I'm not sure she will pick up ever. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, we text every so often because I just want to check in with her and see how she's doing. But she was really, really cool. I mean, it was, I kind of didn't know when they approached me about the film. I said, oh, there's the girl from Twilight, right? And Kate said, what are you talking about? She's one of the greatest actresses living. And I said, well, I've only seen Twilight. Have you seen Twilight? And Kate goes, no, I haven't seen it. But you should work with this person. And she ended up being really, to be honest with you, she's a pretty gangster. You know, she was somebody who thought it was like, I'm dating a Playboy model, you know, and sort of rolled deep with an entourage. And, you know, she was really, it was interesting to be around her. But the more time I spent with her, the more we had kind of a, you know, brother-sister relationship, kind of an older brother. Because I was really protective of her. I didn't want her to ever be in a situation in public where she felt uncomfortable. And, you know, she's very famous. But she can kind of throw on a baseball cap and be incognito, whereas I am a giant toddler with ridiculous hair. It's difficult for me to go to a Denny's to get a pumpkin pie to go without people sort of saying, hey, isn't that idiot from Yogi Bear 3D?
Now, what about, so two Deadpools and doing scenes with Ryan Reynolds, can you hang out with him and call him up, or is he blowing you off?
No, I would say that's more of, if he calls me, that's a decline. I'm not answering that.
What about,
you know, he's great. He's really, really, but I think, you know, some films you're lucky and you connect with people. Other films, it's like any job. You're kind of working with somebody. And I think he's really nice. He was always very polite to Kate, but I think Kate put it best when she said, "Oh no, I would not have dinner with them."
Wow. Huh.
So it's just a different thing. I mean, you know, he couldn't be nicer, but like any job, you know, everybody.
Yeah, when
I used to work
different.
In a law firm, when I used to work in a law firm, I'd come in, I worked, and my cubicle was next to a very sweet woman named Cheryl, and she would sort of say, "Hey, I printed out a kitty IQ test. Guess how well my cat did?" And I'd kind of go, "Is it birthday cake Mondays? Like, how can we stop talking?"
You know, when you said Kristen... Stewart. You know her from Twilight. I think of her as the girl from Adventureland. I love that movie. Do you know that movie?
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, of course. And then there's also, she did one with Jesse Eisenberg called, I'm blanking on the name, but that was another great sort of action film where she was really, really cool. Now, I think, you know, she was really young in Twilight, and I've talked to her about that, and she sort of says, "I don't really like, you know, that was a difficult part of my life when I was younger." And I think that's all. She was almost an adolescent in that film. But since then, she's done really incredible work. I mean, what's your favorite Kristen Stewart film?
Yeah, she's really underrated.
Underwater. Yeah.
Underwater.
I'm with my great friend Megan O. And I said, what's your favorite Kristen Stewart film? She goes, Underwater.
Good answer.
The Touring in Perpetuity tour is still going on with TJ Miller. He's at Mark Ridley's on Sunday for two shows, maybe three if people buy enough tickets, including the matinee. Yeah. So,
and that is a great club. You know, I love my wife's from Michigan, but I love the great people of Michigan. And I will say, and Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle is just a great club. But I will say I did a tour when I was much younger, and I went up into the UP. Mm-hmm. So I made my way all the way up to Negaunee, Michigan. Wow. And that's a very different place.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, the UPers are very, very different. So I hope to get back there one day. But everybody from Detroit, Royal Oak, all, that whole area, again, my father-in-law from Jack, I love it there. People are so... It's my people, you know. I'm from Colorado. I love doing comedy in Wisconsin. It's just, it's great. Everybody's having a great time, and they, on a Sunday, they really wake up and 6 before 9 a.m. So that's always fun.
Ah, cool.
Well, TJ, we don't want you to miss your flight, and we do appreciate so much having some time with you to promote the Mark Ridley Show Sunday on the In Perpetuity Tour, the Touring In Perpetuity Tour. And it's always great to talk to you, man.
That's a move. You see that? You just slid right into the... I love being on your show mostly because of Trudy. I tolerate the other, you know, the other two of you. But, I love coming on, for sure.
Oh, anytime, man. Absolutely. And we'll see you Sunday. Hopefully three shows before it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. And having a drink at the brew pub around the corner is really great. They've always treated us really well. And it's nice to support local Michigan businesses. But, yeah, I'll see everybody Sunday at the Comedy Castle for two shows, hopefully three.
Sounds great.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks for the time. Hey, have a good flight.
Thanks to Trudy, and I guess... I tolerated the other.
Understandably.
Right, yeah, we appreciate that. That's just fine. Thanks, TJ.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, TJ Miller. Underwater.
Wow.
Coming in January. And Mark Ridley's Sunday for the... It's comedy in the afternoon. That's really hard. Although I heard it went really well.
I think that'd be great because it sort of breaks up that somber feeling you have that you got to go back to work. You're doing it with a... You know, a nationally known actor / comedian, TJ Miller, right? I feel like that's a good idea.
There aren't many comedians I would go see on Sunday.
No.
But TJ would be in the category, as would Dave Attell.
Dave got an extra day.
Dave likes doing Sunday shows. Remember he's saying that on Bumping Mics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday shows, because, you know, they really like you and they like comedy. So they're not just people that stumbled in drunk off the sidewalk.
Yeah, Saturday night second show is always the... The one where the problems
happened. How did merch sales go for him?
Wonderful. Oh, I got this. I about this?
That's cool.
Little poster.
Oh, nice.
Dave and Louis. Louis Katz, by the way, opened for him.
I thought there was Gary Graff on the right for a second.
I did too.
I guess all Jews look the same to you, huh?
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
It does look like crap, though. That's what's really funny.
Mark posted a picture of himself. Well, you sent it to me, of him in a towel and Julie and
me?
Gary Graff. You sent me that picture.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm very scared.
Oh, were you bombed?
Was it a towel?
No, the picture with a towel.
Oh, with a towel. Graff was not in there. That was Louis Katz in there. Picture.
I know. Oh. But I thought it was Graff.
So
now you've boggled my mind with you in a towel.
I know. Gary Graff around.
Gary Graff lurking.
Some people are saying, because some people do say things, and usually when some people are saying things, it means that it's true. Some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love. But our friends and original studio sponsors at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNity.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone. On most 2019 models in stock, lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps you crave, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're like our listener, Alan, and want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Is that Jeep printed twice?
Jeep?
They don't have a Jeep.
Yeah, it was.
Jeep.
Yeah, you're right. A Jeep.
Jeep Grand Cherokee is low as
what?
Two. As low as $255 a month. So go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNity.com. It was so successful at Zot Ford, they're moving it over there.
Oh my God! Whoever wrote that?
How about that?
Is slipping.
And JP
Krish, unprepared.
If you are self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates have just jumped, then call our sponsor, JP Krish and Associates.
Krish.
Yeah, there's that ping pong ball. In fact, Lori sent me, I'm going to read this. It was better than an ad. Lori, let's see, JP Kush. What did she say about JP Kush?
Kush.
She wrote, "Hey gang, I was dreading this open enrollment period because I knew I would once again drag my feet looking for better health insurance, only to dive into the search without accomplishing anything and spend the next year bitching about exorbitant premiums. I called JP Kush and Associates after hearing about them on the show and spoke with Tina, who was extremely friendly and informative. She took some basic info, said she would email me some quotes. I ended up speaking with Joshua directly, who provided an abundance of information and found a plan that was perfect, all while my lazy ass was sitting on the couch. I'm inundated with paperwork all day, every day, and the thought of one more pile of paperwork to sort through. Oh, I know the feeling. One more pile of paperwork to sort through is overwhelming. He made this easy and painless. Just want to let you know how happy I am that I called JP Kush.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. 855-4-JP-KUSH to get a quote today, or go to jpkush.com. You may even qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. Oh. JP Kush and Associates, 855-4-JP-KUSH.
Did you tell me... People are actually paying money for health plans that they may not have had to pay money for.
That's what it says.
Insurance does not cover PMS.
It's crazy. Are we live on Facebook now, or were we live on Facebook?
Yes, we have been.
Oh, Joey
who knows what's going on.
Joey scrambled to get that together.
Nice. Okay. How long have we been on Facebook, or how long were we on Facebook?
Oh, that's one for Joey.
The whole time.
Were we on that? Were we on for TJ? Cool.
Minutes of
okay.
You'll have to download it and listen to all of it then.
That's right. Scrap.
Well, whoosh. Yeah, everything did kind of get thrown together here at the last minute, but I think I want to start with
it's not your fault.
There's mass shootings today.
Oh, all right. What? Oh, another day.
I know. It doesn't seem that one begets another.
Yeah, it does seem that. And South Park, again, called it, right? Remember back when they had the episode where it was about school shootings, and then every episode after that, they would show the school,
they'd go
and there'd
back
always
to
be
it, yeah.
something going on, like a shooting, and everybody was just dealing with it because it was the normal.
It's norm, yeah.
Yeah, the everyday. So,
well, the
again,
Walmart shooting, I don't know, I could see some days that Walmart shooting just not hitting the news at all.
Yeah.
Even though three people shot,
dead,
right?
An ex was shooting his ex-wife and her boyfriend?
Yeah, with a handgun.
And was someone else hit accidentally? Was it one of those things?
Honestly, Drew, I read the headline.
Okay, I did too.
I just don't really care.
Why do you go to Walmart to do that? Oh.
Because that's where you could get both of them. I don't know. I mean, how do you
gathering place
get in the minds of these people? And then
city.
In California, it sounded to me like it was 10 male Asian guys between 25 and 30 at a house party watching football. Mm-hmm. And someone came in, and it doesn't sound like they know who it was, and shot 10 guys, 4 dead as of this morning. I don't know what the story is now, but I get the impression they're nowhere near finding that guy.
No.
Or they weren't.
No, they were all watching football in the backyard.
And they seem to be suggesting that the party was targeted.
Well, but though
it
sounds like it'd be some kind of gang thing or drug thing or wrong house. I don't know.
Wow. That's funny. Because I wasn't thinking, 10 Asian guys between 25 and 30. I was not thinking gang.
Really?
I was thinking a bunch of guys working on their PhDs.
It is Fresno.
I realize that's a stereotype, it is a nice stereotype.
It is Fresno, though.
It was in a location that there wasn't a lot of violence, though. A neighborhood where...
That's what they said.
In Fresno?
Yeah.
Sorry. Fresno.
Well, yeah, I'm not
I don't know much about Fresno.
I mean, I don't know if it's an unknown assailant. Isn't that what you would assume?
Unknown assailant? I don't know. Honestly, with these things, I usually assume that the target is targeted somehow, but it just seemed weird that, usually they have a name. It's not like he killed everyone at the party.
Yeah, four dead.
It usually seems like someone
6 hit. 35
knows a connection.
It's a big football party, 35 people.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay. So that was kind of... I guess it was really yesterday's story more than today's, but
yeah.
And then, I was reading a lot about the Lions this morning. I can't help it when the Lions start when it gets really sort of critical mass losing.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's when it's always kind of interesting to me to what are people saying about the Lions? And it's usually get these guys out of here. I really feel like they should be called the pretend Patriots, not the Lions, because wasn't the idea that hey, we're moving the Patriot brain trust here. Just not Bill Belichick, and we don't get Tom Brady, but we get Quinn, and we get Patricia. He's the defensive genius. And they act like the Patriots, like, trading Tate in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a third-round pick. We get rid of people when they start going downhill or they cost too much money.
Yeah, he's had a great year so far, despite missing those first 4 games for a suspension. Golden Tate's been pretty damn reliable.
We knew he was going to be good. And then Quandre Diggs, get rid of a captain. He's a cancerous voice in the locker room. So even though he's a captain, we're getting rid of him. I mean, the Patriots seem to be very unemotional about doing things like that.
It's a Patriot way.
It seems it's the pretend Patriot way. But anyway, yesterday, this defense is such a disaster. And I kept hearing earlier in the year, and people are going to get on me about this, but I don't care, that, hey, this defense is coming together. And, we signed this Flowers, and he's great. And we signed the defensive back, Coleman,
mm-hmm.
who seems like he's gotten burned.
Oh, I got to say, there's talent on that defense. I just don't know why they suck so bad.
Well,
I mean, there's talent that other teams wanted on that defense. The linebackers are atrocious.
Seems like if you got a lot of talent and you give up 500 yards a game,
what is it?
It's got to be coaching.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking today about Hockenson, because he was really... Did he do anything yesterday?
He hasn't done anything since week 1.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Didn't he catch the first pass yesterday?
Did he catch the first pass?
I thought he did.
I don't know. I just don't remember him being... I don't remember his name even coming up. And I didn't see the first drive, so I would have missed that. But that was our first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Eric Ebron, who we let go, has caught 16 touchdown passes in the last year and a half in...
You want Ebron back?
Indy. No, I'm not saying I want him back. I'm just saying we had a tight end. We got rid of him. So we had to draft one in the first round for the third time in, I think it's 11 years. We've also drafted 4 wide receivers in the last, 15, 20 years? And we signed Jesse James for $11 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
So we cut Ebron. That was about money, right? Wasn't it pretty much?
Well, Andy sucked. I mean, he wasn't doing anything here. He was kind of a problem.
Yeah, he seemed like kind of a headache.
He's a jerk.
But he did have a bunch.
He was never going to succeed here. I mean, that die was cast. it pretty quick.
Seems like it wasn't quite working out. But then he goes to Indy, and last year, remember, he had a great year last year.
Well,
he did.
Change of scenery can do that for some.
So we have to spend a first round pick on a tight end. We sign another one for a whole lot of money. I don't know. I'm just pointing out that this doesn't always seem like the Patriot way to me.
Did you see Patricia's explanation of the 2-point conversion?
I did, and I think it's bullshit.
I don't even understand what he's saying.
I don't either. I really don't. And I saw the graph that you sent me, or the
by
the way, by that theory, you should go for two on every touchdown.
Exactly, but that theory, there's a lot of problems with that theory. It's there's a lot of assumptions with that theory, and that's that you're going to make a 2-point conversion 50% of the time. Which I think if the Lions ran 10 in a row, I don't think they'd make 5 of them.
Well, the theory is no, I don't either. The theory is that you're down by 14. You get it if you don't get it the first time, then you know you have to get it the second time to go to overtime. But you don't always get it the second time. You can be batting 500 and go 0-2.
Sure. Or if you get it the first time, you win. I mean, the win probability does increase. That's assuming you get it 50% of the time.
It seemed to me like somebody was trying to be the pretend Patriots there and think our way to victory. So, anyway, heretofore, I will refer to them as the pretend Patriots.
He breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
I had fun watching people argue about it on Facebook, too, because some people, I want to change coaches. Give him some time.
Yeah, well, if you want more of the same.
9-16-1.
Yeah, and trending in the wrong way.
And they do remind me, I agree with people who say it reminds me of Matt Millen 2.0, because Matt Millen and Morningway came in and they're Harleys. They were so cocky.
Goddamn Harleys.
The new management's here and we know everything.
I was coming off a 9-7 season as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. And they went 2-14.
I don't think they're nearly as bad as those two, though. Just from the cockiness standpoint.
I hope. No, I don't. Not really.
Why don't you? I mean, it's like managers that come in. Like, you've probably been at a radio station where the manager comes in and he's doing a victory lap before he even begins.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you try to go, sort of under the radar a little instead of trying to be the big stuff guy?
I think the smart ones do come in and they just kind of observe for a while. They try to figure out what is going on here instead of coming, we're going to make change, we're going to fix it up a little bit. No, I don't think that doesn't appeal to me. I think it's they have a tendency to not really know what the current is. And I think you need to know the current before you it's like a lot of people are upset they traded Quandre Diggs because he's a leader type. Mm-hmm. That's something, if you know the team, I think you kind of know. And Golden Tate, too. I think the team was a little deflated by both of those moves, even though they were pretend Patriot way. But, all right, enough of the Lions. Thanks again to TJ Miller. And today I got up, and the first thing that happened was the furnace people came and Brandon came at about the same time.
Yep.
So we have heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No more need for space heaters.
Nice.
And then Brandon informed me that Prince Andrew is being accused of using the N-word now, in addition to being a pedophile.
Just picking apart that interview, did you watch it in its entirety?
I watched, they showed a lot of it this morning.
Right, where he's like, he was a little bit inappropriate, and the woman looks at him like
he's a sex offender.
Yeah, she goes, he's a sex offender, and he goes, yes, I was trying to be polite. He's a sex offender.
What are the odds that a royal hasn't used the N-word?
I don't know.
Come on.
I honestly
upper crust.
Well, royals, I would think they would be very cautious elitist about. But royals,
why, what are they going to do? Not going to lose their job.
But, royals know all about protocol and being appropriate and proper.
Says something that's pretty specific to the United States.
Yeah, I
don't. I don't
that
know.
That queen is firing off N-words.
I don't think the United Kingdom. I want to think part that of their vernacular.
Oh, right. Get the queen behind a locked door.
Yeah, that she sits. She manspreads.
Puts a dip
throws
in.
Throws the crown.
By the way, the queen is behind Andrew 100%. She doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He made so many screw-ups in that interview.
I know. It was really great.
It's incredible.
But as we hinted to yesterday, it has brought out a lot of wonderful photos of him sweating with multiple women out in public.
So many photos. And partying and dancing.
They're so funny.
And PDA pictures, which he said he doesn't do. By the way,
can't stop looking at them. They're so funny.
And the picture that he claims may never have happened, he doesn't remember taking it, and it's possible it's like an Adobe Sublime firm. He actually tried to say
that. He's kind of using the Fouts defense. You're right. He is.
Yeah.
His fat fingers.
Never know. Yeah.
By the way, I saw his fingers in some of these other pictures that people are posting now. His fingers are not unusually fat. I mean, I'd love to say they are because I can't stand this guy.
Ugh.
But his fingers look normal, and they look the same in the picture with this girl who's 17 as they did in the other pictures. And
is
for
that
him,
the little finger, isn't it?
A couple other little mistakes he made, and that was one of them. You know. Behaving in a way that's unbecoming. And she just went right in and said, you mean a sex offender? And he was, I was being polite. It's like, being polite? Oh, you mean like flying across the world to break up his friends with Jeffrey Epstein and then staying for 4 days?
Yeah.
And that was convenient.
What
a jackass.
Storms into somebody's house, says, we're not going to be friends anymore, and then stays for 4 days.
Well, more important, who lets the person stay after they said, we're not going to be friends? I mean, Epstein should have kicked him out if he said that on
Maybe
day
it's
one.
Like the last question in the interview where the very last day after all his underage hospitalities is, you know what, I can't do this.
As they're leaving, hey, we'll see you in a little bit. Nah, we're not friends anymore. Later. I mean, it's got to be the last thing you say as you leave,
because
you're going anyway.
That picture of him when the door opens, he's smiling and waving to some chick.
Yeah. He's saying, we're not friends anymore.
I mean, just ridiculous. But he also said that he doesn't regret the friendship.
Well, no, he banged a lot of little kids, a lot of good little girls. That's what he wanted to do.
And he expressed no sympathy for the victims at any point in this interview. And I don't know how long the interview was, but would you think that would be the first thing he would do?
I don't think that they have the capacity. I mean, not all royals, certainly, but do they really have the capacity to see commoners?
No. You mean subjects?
Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way.
You don't think they have the capacity to do what?
To see people who are just the chattel, you know? I mean, they're royals. They don't care about individuals.
I like to think, like, Will seems like a fairly regular guy. I mean, he was banging a bunch of chicks in Vegas. And although that's what Andrew was doing.
I mean, if you look at that family, too, Margaret was wild and rebellious. Charles is bizarre as hell.
He is.
And then there's Andrew. Who
and Will.
He was philandering.
And
well, I'm just
Harry.
You know, her kids.
Yeah.
Queen's kids.
Wait, how many kids does she have? Charles?
Margaret? Oh, that's her
Margaret's
sister.
Margaret's her sister.
Right.
Yeah.
So she has
the
Charles
two boys,
Andrew,
right?
And
yeah.
Charles and Andrew. And Andrew's her favorite. So, I don't know. I just would think that a royal would be well advised and would be extremely cautious in an interview like that. And that's why the PR person or the crisis advisor left, quit. Because the crisis advisor said, no, do not do that interview. And he insisted on doing it. And I think he really thought he could get over. And I think he thought, oh, I'll bring up this sweating thing because I was shot at. That brings up my military service. And I can't sweat. So then she's a liar. And I was at the pizza joint on that night in 2001.
I'm sure he thought that. The question is, do you think he still thinks that? Or do you think he knows that it was a disaster?
He has to know it's a disaster.
I don't know, they live in amazing bubbles, Drew.
He's getting blasted. And some of the blasts have been hilarious. Like,
but they're surrounded by sycophants and their subjects. I mean, he doesn't. Do you really think he knows?
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
They seem very aware of the
media.
Didn't know
pedophilia was wrong.
When the media is hard on the royals, they take it very badly and they complain. So I think they're pretty hip to what the media is doing. I mean, I believe they're isolated as hell. I mean, but
Prince, you're missing some P. Why?
I did learn that Queen Elizabeth actually has more kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Princess Anne is her daughter.
Oh,
and Prince
Anne.
Edward, the Earl of Wessex.
Who's that loser?
Oh.
Never heard of Prince Edward.
Edward, yeah.
Never heard of him
what's
either.
He do? What scandal
what
has he done?
Did.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he's really left the limelight. What is he doing?
He looks like Prince William.
Yeah,
he does.
Really does.
There's
same haircut.
An uglier version. And yeah, Princess Anne was the one that I was declaring looked really good in some of those old pictures.
I thought that was Prince Margaret.
She has a horsey
face. Margaret.
No, Margaret and Princess Anne.
Oh, okay.
Well, Margaret's Elizabeth's sister. Anne is her daughter, right?
Here's your girl, right?
No, oh, that's her now.
You know, here's her then. Oh, wow. She's pretty cute, I guess.
She's great.
She does have a horsey face. She's got giant teeth, I agree.
All the royals do.
She looked pretty in that blue jean picture. And her hair is ridiculous. What is with that hairstyle?
I know.
I mean, that's got to be some...
It's the hairnet hairstyle. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they force royal women to do stuff like that. Just so people never dream of sex with them.
Oh, yow.
I can't figure out what Edward does.
He stays out of the limelight.
I
is what he does.
I completely forgot about him. Honestly,
yeah, he,
I remember
he
him.
Likes it that way. That's the way he likes
I
it.
I don't blame him. Yeah, but Andrew, you know, Randy Andy, he's always in the news because he's always out with chicks. He's always hustling women. He goes to big parties.
Plus,
he's
he married an idiot.
The south of France. I know. And by the way, she should really be dragged into this thing. She's buddy-buddy with Epstein, too. She borrowed money from him. Who knows what else she did? I would like to have a forensic accountant dig into her finances. Because she was selling access to Prince Andrew? To Prince Andrew? What, there's lobbyists who spend money and they pay Sarah to get to Prince Andrew? For what?
So she just goes to him and says, hey, Andrew, you want to buy... You know, like into some sort of horse. What would he want? An underage girl ring or
access? I mean, access. Who knows what that means? Huh. I think he's involved in. Isn't he involved in investments? Supposedly,
access denied.
I don't.
Well,
think
that's where the N word.
That figures
in trade, international trade.
Oh, international.
That's
trade,
why the N word came up.
I'm sure. He's
in a phrase,
real
I had
key
never.
Figure.
I had never heard that phrase before. I didn't even know that was a phrase that meant anything.
What phrase?
I'm not gonna say. It's got the N word in it.
Say it without.
I just love
I'm
though
looking
that
for it right now. The phrase is, if you pardon the expression, that really is the N word in the woodpile.
Oh,
you ever heard that phrase?
I have not.
From London. I have.
You have? Who are you hanging out? What royals are you hanging out with?
My dad's relatives from the South.
It originated in the 19th century, relating to slaves attempting to hide in piles of wood while fleeing, later becoming a phrase used to mean an unknown factor affecting a situation in an adverse way. It has also
How
been
colorful.
Used by Agatha Christie, so she's canceled,
Ooh.
And Dr. Seuss, who was already canceled.
I've really honestly was not aware of many of these things, and I mean, when I was in school... It was the civil rights were a big deal. I mean, there was a lot going on. But and I remember studying and seeing films on Martin Luther King in like fourth grade, seventh grade, somewhere, you know, around there. There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, blackface and this expression you're talking about, like, I don't remember anyone talking about blackface or having to do with minstrel shows. I never understood what's the big deal about blackface. I mean, if you're because it's always when someone is pretending to be like on Halloween. That's what to me, that's the only time I saw people wearing blackface. Yeah. And I just thought, well, it's a compliment if you're being someone on Halloween, or it's kind of a compliment. But
well, if it's
you know,
meant that way, I mean,
and I often wondered too if
I've seen many costume that is not a compliment.
Yeah, careful, no, Megyn Kelly.
There are some. Well, she I'm telling ratings. You, when she said that, I wasn't going to disagree with her. I didn't bring it up, but I don't remember. And I thought it was hilarious when and NBC wanted to get rid of her. Let's be clear about that. She didn't put on blackface. I mean, there are people who've worn blackface, like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. Nobody cares, but she brings it up, and she's the worst person in the world. And 100 people from her high school class signed a petition saying they knew what it meant in the 70s, which I thought was, I mean, really? Can you imagine 100 people in your class, your high school class, signing something saying that you're stupid because they knew something you didn't?
No, they must. Wow, they must have hated her.
But I didn't know it had to do with minstrel shows. I think half the people screaming about blackface probably have no idea what they're screaming about.
Dave Chappelle's whiteface is hilarious.
Oh God,
I love it. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people get pissed sometimes when people are in whiteface, and it's like, oh, whatever.
I mean, what Jesus.
We have enough to cry about these days.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to...
Oh. Oh. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
The store's open.
Yay.
DrewandMikeStore.com is open.
All right.
Are those abs in the store?
Oh, no, that's something on Twitter.
Now, is there a determined length of time the store will be open?
Yeah. Well,
it's a holiday pre-sale right now. So if you place your order by Monday, December 2nd at 11:59 p.m., you will definitely get it before Christmas, which is important for a lot of people who want to give these as gifts.
If you procrastinate like I do and you order after that, we will order more to keep selling. But a lot of items on there. Ton of items.
Yes. In fact, if you go there, drewandmikestore.com, you'll see kind of a whole bunch of the items right on the main page. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom and view all products, you'll see some of the new items that Josh Teebs is going to buy. He's going to buy every single one of them. Yeah. We got a bunch of hats now, which is great. A lot of new hoodies, which
like
are
the thermal.
Awesome. And then, of course, if you scroll through the pages, then you can get to some of the accessories as well. We still have the glassware. We still have all the other stuff. Check it out.
Trudy, there's a woman's cut hoodie now, too.
Oh, I must have that.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. Yeah.
It's very cool. And the thermal is great. And the glassware holds up in my dishwasher?
Ooh.
After multiple
dishwasher special?
No, just that there were other glasses in there. Its logos did not stay.
Ours are...
I don't know if I've washed mine enough times to know that that's the case, but I believe the logos are intact on mine, too.
Yeah, so thanks to Joe Morasso for helping.
We love you, Joe!
It's not like he doesn't get paid. He's not doing us a favor.
He helps set it up.
Don't let people think he's doing us a big favor.
Brandon wants a quid pro quo.
I do, because I want a lot of this merch. I really do.
Cool. So... Kim Kardashian, anybody see Kim Kardashian this morning on the Today Show?
No, but there's a billion stories about her and Rodney Reed.
I know, this topic, it just makes me barf on a lot of different levels. His execution has been stayed, and I'm glad.
Which is fine, yeah.
I think it's 128 days it's been stayed, which isn't very long, but I don't see any reason to execute the guy. If there's enough people who are upset or there's a little doubt, but I'm really getting annoyed. Someone told me, hey, listen to this podcast about Rodney Reed.
Yeah.
In other words, to get another viewpoint on it, because I listened to two podcasts so far, and I know a lot about Rodney Reed. So anyway, I start listening to it, and I realize that, oh, they're not talking about any of the previous things that went on with Rodney Reed. Mm-hmm. For example, the allegation that he raped a 12-year-old.
Were those admissible in court? Were they part of the court case?
I'm not sure about that. Well, he matched the sperm inside Stacey Stites, is it?
Yeah.
The sperm matched another rape victim that they were, but they dropped all those cases. Yeah. They just kind of said, those are solved. Let's get him for this one because it's a murder and we'll put him away. And he got the death penalty. And, you know, I don't always know why is this a death penalty case? Versus, I mean, there's a million horrible cases. Yeah, although they're not executing people that much, not like they used to.
Is the furnace out at NBC, too? Because look at Kim all bundled up, and you know she doesn't wear that many clothes.
Yeah, that outfit, I didn't
think
it
looked... That's her Esquire, that's her lawyering
clothes. Yeah,
that's
her Take Me Serious outfit.
Really?
I didn't think it looked very good on her. Doesn't it look like it's too baggy?
Yeah, but
it's very baggy.
Yeezy's dressing her.
And her... Her lip is too big, too. And we'll get to that in a second. But I just want to mention that this podcast was focused mainly on what she would want you to focus on, which is the people who are saying that, oh, yeah, he was having an affair with this girl. Okay, this multiple rapist, serial rapist, if you go through the various cases, somehow he lured this beautiful 19-year-old girl. It looks pretty surprising to me, but what else is a guy going to say when he's raped someone and his semen is inside her?
Yeah.
And there's only two people that will attest to the fact that he was in a relationship. One is his cousin, which, you know, wouldn't that guy have a reason to lie?
Well, by the way, these people, for the first, I want to say like 15 years, very few of these people said anything.
Yeah.
And there also, there are multiple, people refuting some of the the many, you know, people, they talk about, oh, but all these people have come forward. Well, there's a lot of people refuting the people who've come forward, too. I mean, it's gotten very complicated.
So just retry.
The bottom line is he's a serial rapist. And, I mean, you would honestly believe if you watched certain coverage of this that, oh, my God, he didn't do it and he can be free. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, this guy should not be free.
The biggest thing, the most damning thing that I read was Stacy had saliva on one of her breasts, and that matched Rodney Reed. However, Rodney Reed's story is that it was like a couple days prior that they had had sex, before she had died. I don't think that spit would stay on her boob for 2 or 3 days.
It wouldn't.
Really?
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't clothes rub it off? Wouldn't she shower?
I honestly...
That was, to me, that was when I was like, wait a minute, I don't get that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think happened was the husband, the guy that was going to marry her, the fiance, was arrested in 2006. He was a cop. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested for kidnapping, and was it rape too?
I think so.
Rape? Yeah, and he went to prison for 10 years. Well, all of a sudden there's a guy in prison who says he killed her, and that's when I think it took off, because it was much easier to say he did it. Well, he was the original suspect, and he was a person of interest for a long time. But one of the problems was the and they'll tell you why what I'm saying is fake, but here's what one of the problems was for finding him as a suspect. He lived 35 miles away from the rape, and he really, I don't know. It just seems weird that her fiancé would rape her and kill her. But anyway, I mean, just to start with.
Was that more unusual than her hidden lover doing it?
Well, if he's her lover, really her lover. And by the way, do you think he was her lover?
No.
No.
I don't.
I mean, I saw pictures of him from, I mean, this is in 1996, too, which is also ridiculous. Why does it take 23 years to get to the point where they're deciding, are we really going to go through with this? I mean, why not just say, fuck it, put him in prison for life? I don't know. It just seems ridiculous after all. And how much money do all these...
That won't satisfy some people, though. They think he's just innocent.
But look at all the money. Well, okay. You can take this. You can retry him or whatever you want to do. But let's go back to those other cases, too. Are the statute of limitations run out on those? Because if this guy gets out, he's going to sexually assault someone. Mm-hmm. And the guest on the show, who was an attorney involved with this case, said he's not just a serial rapist. He's a serial pedophile, too. Yeah. They felt he was definitely a pedophile. And there were a lot of things that they couldn't bring up in the court case, and they weren't charged. But there was one 12-year-old girl who I think they were pretty confident he had sexually assaulted. So
those are all relevant to what happened to this girl, though. All of those things are not, you know, like they would say that's evidence.
But Kim Kardashian saw his soul.
Pattern of
behavior. And after all, she had a sex tape with Ray J, so...
Oh,
you know what?
I guess I
am so tired of hearing about what a great lawyer she is, will be. Isn't it just fucking sickening?
She's got this amazing platform of social media. That's really what it is.
She made a sex tape, mm-hmm. and so she has millions of people following her because she has a great body and she's
married Kanye.
Really good at sex. And and she was in the
front. She's nude a lot.
She is nude all the time, almost every day. So anyway, this rape occurred. And her truck was then left at a location that was 0.6 miles from where Rodney Reed lived. It was 35 miles from where the husband lived. So he would have had to walk home or have a way home that would have taken him a long time. And they say he would not have been able to go home, get his truck, and be at work the next day. I don't know. There's a lot of ways around that story that people bring up. They're a little cockamamie. But I don't know. I mean, I'm perfectly satisfied to say, don't execute him, but leave him in prison. Is it really going to... How many people are going to really be upset if that happens?
No one.
Look at the cost
very few.
Death row. Look at the cost. Can you imagine how many public dollars have been spent
on this,
appealing? It goes on for an average of, 20 years, doesn't it?
Way more.
Mm-hmm. That part of it is what's the dumbest part of all, I think.
Is it true that Stacy Stites' family believes he's innocent and that it's the fiancé? It's another thing I thought I read.
The sister's been popping off. No one wants to hear from the sister, though, because she didn't have sex with Ray J.
Oh, I see.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And you have people like Rihanna and, I don't know, was Future one of them that are tweeting about it and have the petition? And that Sean King guy, your favorite, Brandon, he was tweeting about it.
Rodney Reed's got a lot of support, though. I mean, you Google his name.
Oh, he does. There's a lot of celebrities supporting him. He absolutely does. But do they really know this case? Do they really know his background? And when I hear this podcast that doesn't even talk about his history of sexual assault, I go, oh, come on, that's part of the story. Yeah. And by the way, watch this NBC interview. I don't think a word is said about Rodney Reed's past.
Mm. Did not have anything to do with her death. On Friday, after massive public attention was paid to the case, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles recommended a 120-day stay of execution. The same day, Texas Court of Criminal Appeals agreed to halt the execution indefinitely, citing claims of new evidence in the case. Kim Kardashian West first learned of Reed's case on Twitter. Last month, she sent this tweet to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, urging him to, in her words, do the right thing.
Tweeting something like this, you must take it very seriously. You can't just tweet.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that one of the Bush daughters was doing the interview.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is a total joke.
Something like that, unless you're certain the case should be looked at.
Yeah, so I will usually go to length of speaking with either the person or their family members and my group of attorneys before I do something like that. I really am strategic when I am tweeting about someone's life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think attention could help. I never want to do anything if I feel like it can hinder a case.
Because sometimes attention may not help. Is that right?
I mean, I think that sometimes I feel like maybe a governor wouldn't want the pressure from maybe talking to a celebrity about a situation. I know that having support is really important. And the most amazing thing I saw that came from this case was the bipartisan support. I mean, you had everyone from Ted Cruz to Sean King. Mm-hmm. On this case and really setting up petitions where millions of people sign them. And they say that it takes a village, but it really takes a country, and it showed in this case.
The victim's own mother and sisters have said they think Rodney was the murderer. What do you say to them?
I'm completely sympathetic. When I think about a victim's family, I always think, well, what would I do? And I would want to know through evidence, through DNA evidence. That all of the facts were completely accurate.
You have four 23 kids. Years. I've noticed that your passion for this work really came after you became a mom. Do you think the two have something in common? Did they change your perception on life, on how important it is that we care about others?
I absolutely think they did. I mean, when you become a mom, you become so protective. You want to
protect rapists and killers.
The world, the most perfect place ever.
So let Rodney Reed babysit.
Ours obviously isn't. Yeah. And I definitely see how, especially, like black men are treated in this country still differently. And I'm raising two black men.
Is he the best example for that comment?
Are we really worried that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's children will suffer horrible discrimination in this world?
No. Oh,
don't they have one of the best head starts you could possibly have?
They're going to be incredibly privileged. Yeah.
You can really see where she gets the the lawyer gene from her father. Hey, you got OJ off.
Okay, play the rest because it only gets worse.
Her argument is just that this case has so many followers on social media. Is pretty much what she's saying.
Yeah,
if you equivocate it to.
Is anyone going to call her out? Is anyone going to say, Kim Kardashian, is this really? Play the rest of it.
My world and their world is as safe and as fair as possible.
Was there a moment, was there a catalyst when you knew you wanted to get into criminal justice reform?
Yeah, Alice.
Alice is Alice Marie Johnson, who was serving a life sentence for a nonviolent first-time drug offense. Hoda spoke with them both shortly after Johnson's release.
I love this woman.
Love this lady.
Kim was a fierce Johnson supporter and went all the way to the White House to fight for her freedom.
I always say, like, Alice found me, and we were supposed to be on this journey together. It's just been such a journey that I didn't ever imagine I would be on, but I'm so glad that I am.
In a courtroom.
And I just love that we've been able to just get a lot of work done. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to stop that.
Jenna, she's obviously found her passion. She's studying to be a lawyer. What is her plan? What's her ultimate plan with this?
Well, she has no intention of stopping, as you can see. She's extremely passionate. She's actually working with Rodney Reed's legal team as part of her apprenticeship.
What is she doing?
I met her two lawyers that helped train her in the bar, and they said that they wouldn't believe that she actually didn't cheat on some of these tests if they weren't watching it, because she's so talented.
Wow.
Her hope is to actually open up a law firm to work with
is
people.
Is this story about
like
Kim Kardashian or Rodney Reed?
Those that were formerly incarcerated, because she said she's never.
She wants to employ them.
Yes. Because she's never seen people that are more thorough in the law than
Jenna's
those
got a booger
that have been
in
incarcerated
nose.
Themselves.
I would imagine she probably hears from lots of folks who are incarcerated.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She says it's overwhelming, and that's why she has to be very thorough in the cases she chooses to work with.
All right, Jenna. Thank
you. She sounded thorough. She laid it all out.
I saw the loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Maybe it was before we started that, but I swear to God this morning, maybe it was on GMA. I thought it was on this thing where they said, she said that she looked into his soul when she talked to him. Mm-hmm. That was when she really got on board, was when she talked to Rodney.
Yeah. Here she is.
Because he's maintained his innocence.
Here she is talking about. I think I found the clip. She's got a deeper voice in this one, though.
A handsome man with a beautiful soul and a nicer penis.
I think she had a cold that day.
Yeah.
But she was face to face with him and looked into his soul, like looked into his eyes.
Something like
up
that.
Up close.
So did Dr. Phil.
It is so unquantifiable. I can't believe her father must be just like spinning in his grave.
Rodney Reed made comment too when he met her. He just said,
she was actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt.
It was just a match made in heaven.
Oh, that's lovely. So good for Kim. She's worked so hard. And they think she cheated on her test because her scores
she's
are so,
so
high.
She's so smart. Yeah, her scores are way too
scores
high.
Scores in because she's not taking classes. Well,
she's
working
tests. I don't know.
But she's working with the law firm to avoid, because she doesn't have an undergrad
degree. She's probably taking online tests.
Law school. Just give her the bar and let her roll.
No, she's not. She doesn't have an undergrad degree, so
she doesn't need one.
I guess I understand. As I understand it, you can get out of high school and go straight to law school.
Yes.
Are people going to start doing that?
In four.
Or can only Kim Kardashian do that
in four states?
Well, why don't more people do that?
They can.
Yeah, why waste all that tuition?
If you need a lawyer, though, trying to get one not from those four states.
Maybe she can open her own law school.
What did Ted Cruz say about it? Because I've heard her mention Ted Cruz a billion times.
I think he's just said that if there's any question at all, don't execute him. I don't think Ted Cruz is blowing Rodney Reed that I know of.
Gross.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, when they mention some of these names, I'm like, oh, really? That person really dug into the case? Really? And all the million people that signed the petition. Kim Kardashian puts out a petition, and we're going to actually talk about how many people signed it.
Yeah.
Doesn't she have 100 million followers on social media?
500,000 have signed the petition.
500,000 out of how many followers?
Well, I mean, you got to add Beyonce and Rihanna to that list, too, because they tweeted it out.
And Beyonce and Rihanna studied the case also?
They're not lawyers.
Kim has approximately... Sucks.
Oh my
62.3 million.
That's all? I thought you had more than that.
Well, that's just Twitter. Instagram, I think it's much more than that.
So 500,000 out of 62 million isn't that many.
Instagram, 152 million.
500,000, that's like 1 in 300.
Yeah.
So I guess 1 in 300 could study the case carefully before they sign.
No.
I don't think so.
Because it's so hard to sign a petition.
Oh. Well, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Another nailed it yesterday, Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? MyBookie.ag, promo
Do
code
with
Drew.
All the money.
Suddenly, Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, and all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. For a short time, Zot, Ford, and Holly is offering their lock of the month with a never seen before trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. Part one, get 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of the 0% loan, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. as hard as people in fighting to make a payment, they will not accept it. And then the lock of all locks, part three. In addition to 0% financing, no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zotford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash, buy your loved one gift for the holidays, pay bills, or take your family on a dream vacation, or put it in your car and get a lower payment. Pick up the phone, call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta of the month with 0% financing, no payment until the holidays, and $7,000 cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151 is a magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock.
We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
Dr. Roche is triple board certified, the only triple board certified cosmetic surgeon in Michigan. And he's good at a ton of things, but he's an expert at breast implant procedures. And you can get breast implants that can give you a brand new look and can also be combined with other procedures. They boost your confidence. They get you more compliments.
Boobs!
And they help you look amazing at everything. As well as some of the pre-holiday specials at the offices of Dr. Roche. You can treat yourself with Botox Dysport, pre-holiday Botox Dysport that you can get just in time for looking great for the holidays. Buy two areas, get the third area for free. Holiday Restylane special. One syringe of Restylane, the second syringe of Restylane, $100 off. Holiday breast augmentation specials, $3,500 for saline breast implants. And BBL, broadband light, of course, three treatments of Photorev for about $1,200, and that's usually $23.25. All of those things and Diva Vaginal Therapy, three treatments for that are regularly $4,500 on special for $38.50 plus a free G-spot and Serono, of course, the totally non-invasive way to help you lose weight, bring down inches, smooth yourself out for Christmas so you look beautiful and take great pictures, too. Also, fat transfer, Brazilian butt lifts, 360 lipo, all of those can be used in combination with your new implants to give you a whole new body. And dudes can get any of these procedures as well, except for Diva. Call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
My dude have boobs.
Because you got Diva, like on your butt?
It's a lot of nerve endings, though.
There are.
I don't know if you really want to tighten that up down there, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So maybe some dudes do.
Okay.
I don't think it works.
Hey, so was there any breaking news early this afternoon? Because I went to the dentist. I got back. They're putting in the new furnace.
No, nothing's going on.
Nothing's going on today?
Okay, no.
TJ kind of bumped everything up. And
Eddie Van Halen
glad he
was
called.
In the hospital and then released. I don't know how new that is. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Hurt himself? Fell?
He's been rumored,
an injury?
Rumored to be so ill. And, you know, I saw the picture of him. I think he was at the Tool concert.
Yeah, he looked sick at all.
But
he
had
taken a picture of another guy who didn't know he was Eddie Van Halen, which I thought was hilarious.
But he had a bad reaction to the cancer drugs that he's taken. Oh. So his tummy hurt. But I guess he's out now. That was the only, real news story.
Well, you know, David Lee Roth seemed like he was telling us something when he said, which I thought was really self-serving, hey, the only way to see anything close to Van Halen is to see my show.
Yeah!
That sounds like him.
In Vegas. Isn't it Vegas? Residency?
Yes. It was, yeah, I think so.
Bozzy, bozzy, bop, titty bop.
Remember this? Just as... I love his website. When you go to davidleeroth.com, it just starts off with him dancing.
Yeah.
It's just him with these wild grins.
Is there audio?
I don't... Oh, you know what? There is.
Oh, my God.
Back it up.
Which
back
is funny, because this isn't a concert. He's doing this for the camera.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame superstar.
I think we looked at this a couple weeks ago.
Roth rocks Vegas. David Lee Roth, live in concert.
But he's lip syncing and he's...
Woo!
I love him.
He's humping and kicking.
He's got the guys behind him, and the fan is on, and all their long hair is blowing.
Yeah, they're playing instruments that aren't plugged in.
Yes, it's
fun. Hey, man, that suit is you.
He is a goofball.
But that seemed like the rumors really kind of ratcheted up after he said that.
Yeah.
Right, so then Eddie went out and was scoping out a multi-million dollar cars and
yeah
going to the Tool concert. So,
and people are commenting too because he put out a picture with Wolfie on his birthday. I think he was, oh my God, look at Eddie! And he's 64 years old. How young is he supposed to look? Yeah. Really? Yeah,
the three pictures of him, Valerie, and Wolfie in between the two of them.
Oh, a recent picture?
Yeah, that same picture was their family picture, which...
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't see Valerie in the picture.
But they're
like, his hair's gray.
They have the same look. All
oh, Eddie and
I mean,
Valerie?
I get that, but yeah. Because she looks so much like him when they...
Yeah, no, they did. They did look a lot alike.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah. Look at that.
He looks fine.
He looks fine. Wolfie looks fat. Everything looks normal.
He looks stoned, too. Yeah.
Valerie looks fat.
I don't think that's a picture I saw because you could see his whole head.
Well, it was this one and then another one where it's like a foot.
The weird thing is...
How old's Wolfie?
Isn't he 15?
Is he?
No, I'm kidding. He was. Wasn't he 15 when he was first in the band?
How old is he now?
Maybe like 27, 28.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Is it weird that a 28-year-old taking a picture with his parents like that?
Yes. And plus they're divorced.
Wouldn't you rather
see... That's really weird, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of cool, though, right?
Wouldn't you rather see that than him with the babes that he attracts, though?
Sure.
Wolfie and his
girl. It's just funny to see a 28-year-old... I mean, that is his mom and dad he's taking selfies with.
Call me Wolf.
Yeah, and they're all snuggled. Yeah.
It's weird.
I think it's kind of weird.
I'm going to take a picture with my parents.
Weird stuff
like,
going on.
Hey, did you see Motley Crue is back?
What?
No. They can't allowed to play anymore.
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
And plus, isn't...
They signed a contract.
Tommy Lee and Vince are fighting over who needs rehab more.
Yeah. For sure.
Remember that story? That was last week. Because Vince is fat and Tommy's drunk.
Yeah, supposedly they're going to throw together with Def Leppard and Poison.
What?
I don't know.
Is there any mention of the fact that they legally can't do it?
Most notorious
breaking
band.
The law like Taylor Swift when she sings her hits.
Most notorious band destroys.
cessation of touring agreement.
What? Wow.
How official
that
is.
So rad of them.
Ever thought that was
like,
going to happen.
From a law office.
They're still rebels.
Did they mention it on Cameo? That's where I expect them to break news.
Oh!
Hey, it's Vince.
I bet.
How dumb.
Contract is off because the whole new generation of crew heads are demanding them get back together. Because of the dirt. Vince does not look like he's losing any of the weight, though.
Well, here's
the dirt has changed everything, apparently.
The dirt is what changed everything.
Does he have new ones, Brandon?
Yeah, this is his most recent one.
How many Hayes? Over under on Hayes?
The over under should be 1.5.
3 because he's excited.
I'm going
the show's
over.
Back on.
Yeah, I'm with you, Trudy. Smart bet.
Let's see.
Smart money.
Hey, Glenn. This is
2.
It's 2. And then here's the one before that.
His cameos are awful, by the way.
Hey, it's Vince Neil.
2.
I want to say happy birthday to TJ. What's up?
Jesus. Nothing's up with TJ.
Play a whole one. I want to see a whole one.
Hey, Colby. This is Vince Neil here. Hey, buddy. Want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. You do just like me. Happy birthday months, not just days. So have a great birthday and keep rocking, buddy. Hope to see you. Bye bye.
Yeah,
looks
you get
fat,
you get
he?
17 seconds. Maybe
my God.
This one's 10 seconds. You get 10 to
play
17.
The 10 second one. I want to see how phoned in it is.
Cool. Just gotta refresh.
They charge $400 for these or something.
Okay, so he varies anywhere between it looks like 15 seconds, and you might get a 25er.
Jesus. Hey, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday to TJ. What's up? Happy birthday, man. And I just want to shout out to the whole Schmidt family. And I guess I got to have a drink with Liam. So keep rocking. Happy birthday.
You get 16 seconds. $400 for 16 seconds of Vince Neil.
Vince Neil phoned in 100%.
Wow. Although at least he's doing them not all at the same time for the most part. Or he's changing hats.
Oh, any new Brian Austin Green ones?
Let me check.
Did he discontinue for a while?
I just don't think anybody was buying them for a while.
Nice Chris Hansen on the cover. Is he doing a bunch?
Yes. Well, I don't know if he's doing a bunch, but he's doing them.
They all start with, what are you doing here? They should.
These ones, I don't know if they're new. Let's check this out.
Oh, my God. He's miserable.
Booked by Jason. Brittany is a huge fan of 90210. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for watching every episode, apparently, which that in itself is quite a feat.
No, it's not.
You can call her beautiful and whatever else you want. Well, I obviously I can't see you. It's a video, but
I could if you wanted to.
Heard and read, you're beautiful.
That's powerful.
And
money well spent.
I don't really need too much into this, but my man Jason, take it away. He has a question he wants to ask you. So there you go. Let's see what it is.
Oh, and then I'm sure she turned to him and he said, I gave you a cameo from Brian Austin Green. Will you marry me?
I would hope she would say, you are using Brian Austin Green for my proposal? Yeah. No!
Yeah. Hey, it was $500.
Absolutely not. That's
God, you'd hope so.
Is it $500?
How much he costs.
He charges $500?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to do it.
Well, that's why he doesn't do many.
I saw a new one today.
So many people have been stealing my money.
I saw a new person on Cameo who's charging $1,000.
Who that?
Let's see.
Boy, Sean Wayans. Being in show business, the three most common questions I get asked by fans is, where Marlon at? Or, are y'all doing White Chicks too? Or, can I at least get a shout out? I don't know the answer to the first two questions.
Looks like he's doing it in the bathroom.
Answer the third question. Yes, you can get a shout out now because I'm on Cameo. So all you got to do is follow instructions and your boy Sean Wayans and shout you out. All right.
The Wayans brothers.
Can you believe
$1,000?
How many people are doing this? This is an important income stream for a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
A Wayans brother, though?
Any new ones, Brandon?
I was scrolling
Billy Porter's on there, the Emmy Award-winning gay guy from Pose. Remember that guy at the Emmy Awards? Gave the crazy speech with the crazy hat?
Oh, yeah.
Why is he on here? Shouldn't he be, like, killing it now?
Well, yeah.
It's an Emmy Award.
Most of the people on here are not killing it.
What's Chris Hansen say? Just curious.
Chris Hansen?
If Motley Crue's going on tour, they don't need to be doing cameos.
They just like doing them.
No, they don't.
There's one thing I know about them. They love communicating with their fans.
Vince Neil can't go until he loses 40 pounds, and he's clearly going the opposite direction.
He looks so huge on stage. Yeah, he does. He is huge.
He's got to stop doing cameo and get to like some sort of a... Well, they don't call them fat farms.
The Wayans brothers
into a weight reduction program.
They're $1,000 a piece, so they're now the second. They're tied for second for the most expensive cameos. Number one, obviously, is Caitlyn Jenner. She's $2,500. What was funny a couple weeks ago? That one comedian, what's his name? Mark. Damn it, Chris D'Elia.
D'Elia.
He was on there for $10,000, but nobody bought one. I think it was just for a joke.
Money in 5 seconds.
And
it's got to be a joke.
Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, he's also $1,000.
Do you think when Trump's out of office, Trump's going to be on here?
Yes. Yes. I could absolutely
see him.
I don't
know what to do with all the money they're giving us. But it's crazy.
Wouldn't he charge like $5,000?
Oh, I think he could charge more.
Probably.
And I think they'd be really funny.
You know what? I'm surprised. Okay, this might be a reach. I'm surprised DTJ isn't on Cameo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Eric.
I'm very surprised. Or Ivanka, even.
I don't think Ivanka wouldn't do it.
Tiffany definitely should be. I don't know if they're going to let her.
I got a cameo from him for free. Didn't pay a dime.
Brandon, you're doing a terrible job. You're fired.
For free.
Wow.
Jealous?
That's pretty quick.
I'm not going to bullshit you. I talked to him for like a minute and a half in Traverse City, and he was... so nice to me. Off the air. It was just on the phone.
Sure.
Oh. He was a really nice guy.
Was he president then?
He was not. He was trying to get Mitt Romney elected.
Oh.
What?
Yep. Interesting. Oh. That's why we interviewed
him. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, this is crazy.
Well, let me mention Luke Nowacki, because Luke would love to help you come up with a financial plan if you don't have one. You probably should, especially if you're married with a kid or two. Or maybe you've gone along so long without one, you think, it's too embarrassing. No. It's never too late to start trying to make plans for the future, trying to beat inflation, trying to not outage your money. Trudy said that once. I thought that was I liked the way you put that.
Yeah.
You don't want to outlive your money.
No, you don't.
No, you really don't.
Uh-uh.
So if it's help with a 401k... or investment advice, or how to be conservative, or a little aggressive, Luke's team is there for you. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation. You can email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, other entities and or marketing names, products, services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Oh, if you give us money, then we'll, like, give it to other people or something.
Is Denny pumped up on Cameo? I heard you mention it to him this morning.
Oh, well, yeah, I just told him, hey, we talked about your Cameo yesterday, and he loves doing those things. He got pumped up. He's like, I've done 20 of them.
He also wants to be known he is in Albany this weekend for a show.
Okay. All our Albany listeners, go see Denny.
It's a lovely town.
How was the show this morning?
It was good. And he also asked for John Wangler's phone number.
Again?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. No, today was great. We talked to Keith Nichol.
Keith.
Oh, from the Spartans, yeah. Who caught the pass against Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Was that a regular season
Wisconsin
game?
Or Nebraska? I always confuse it.
Oh, maybe it was Nebraska.
Yeah, it was regular season. I think it was Wisconsin.
It was a big win, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the last play of the game.
Hail Mary from Kirk Cousins.
That's right. Yeah. What did Keith have to say?
Well, obviously, we talked a lot about the MSU and U of M game and rivalry and, you know, what happened this past weekend, but also what he thinks forward of Mark D'Antonio.
And?
Well, let's just say I don't think that I don't think Mark D'Antonio is going to be around much longer. And I
told you that yesterday.
And Keith Nichol believes so either, but he has a lot
I heard him.
Of great words to say about
it. Journey.
Answer this question.
I just want to get credit.
What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
It's too bad he didn't. If he had come back this year with maybe an inventive coordinator on offense, maybe there could have been signs that they were moving in the right direction.
He's loyal to a fault, though.
I guess so. Anyway.
But it sounds like this was going to be his last year. Anyway.
Well, I don't think it's a bad time to go. Honestly, it's too bad.
Don't you want to go out on a win, though?
I know. I wish he had quit a couple years ago.
I feel like,
sake. But you know, you can't take away what he accomplished.
I feel like he's walking around the football building, just constantly mumbling, "I don't want to deal with this shit."
I wish I know how to quit you.
Who wants to deal with all?
You know,
that?
Matt met him on a plane. Matt swears he's the nicest guy.
Drew, he from what I've heard, yeah, he is.
Matt sat next to him in first class.
Very funny.
He really liked
him. A lot like Lloyd.
And Matt's a dyed-in-the-wool Michigan guy, but he was feeling really bad about the way things were going for Mark D'Antonio.
Great guy.
That's kind of cool. By the way, I sat but across the aisle from Tom Izzo in coach a long time ago. I mean, this is probably 96, 97.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing in coach?
I was kind of surprised, but at that time, when he started there, I think his first year he was 500. He was a new coach. I didn't really know him that well. I knew his name because he'd been an assistant for a while.
Yeah.
And he was certainly an ambitious young guy at the time, but he was super nice to everyone. He was talking to everybody around him on the plane. He couldn't have been nicer.
So you got to sit in that by him. You got to stand behind David Spade in the airport. And
when I was a boy, I met Telly Savalas in a bagel shop.
So yeah, there you go.
A lot of stuff going on at airports. Okay.
Someone sent us a picture of Dave Attell sitting at the airport.
Is he carrying a lot of stuff?
No, he looks like Dave Attell sitting in an airport. Do you have that picture?
Yeah.
Is it our airport?
Yeah. Yeah. He was not shopping.
There he is. He's just sitting there on his phone. He's got a bag of merch.
That's funny. Who sent that?
All by himself. Someone on the boner line. You can text the boner line.
Yeah, I don't have a name of who sent that. But, yeah, if you want to text 209-66-BONER, we do get your text and we get your pictures. Thank God no more Hope Solo buttholes, and we don't have to get any more of those going forward.
Now that you said that.
Yeah, you're going to get a ton now.
Well, I'd appreciate it if I did. I've looked into that gaping hole so many times. I'd like not.
At the risk of people thinking that I'm making this a sports podcast. I'm not. This is not a sports story. It's about the Penn women's volleyball team that has, have you heard about the scandal?
No.
They've canceled the rest of the season.
What?
Now, there's only a couple games left, and I think maybe they have a conference tournament, but they've canceled.
Why?
What about all that revenue they're going to lose?
I know. That's amazing. That's how strongly they feel. Over some vulgar locker room signs that are offensive, disrespectful, and vulgar. Now, I'm sitting here going, okay, first of all, it seems to me what is in the locker room, stays in the locker room. Isn't it supposed to be like Las Vegas? Supposed to be.
That was locker room talk.
Locker room to player confidentiality.
Sure, yeah.
Once again, what school is this?
Penn.
Okay, so not Penn State locker.
No.
Okay,
thank you. This is just locker room talk between guys.
No, girls.
No. These are 19 and 20-year-old girls. I'm sure they...
There's like 50 naked schlongs in there.
No way! I'm not going in there if there's 50 naked schlongs in there.
How about 25?
No way! You're saying it's 25, but it's more like 50.
Whatever, dumbass. You're the schlong counter.
No different locker room.
I'm sure 19 to 20-year-old girls can be kind of rude or crude or whatever. I mean, really?
What? Cancel, girls?
Cancel the season?
What was the vulgarity?
I'm
they won't say.
Know.
They what? Will not say. And I Come looked on. And looked and looked.
Perpetrated by whom? Against whom?
I sound like the players had some stuff on the walls that were considered vulgar.
Vulgar offensive signs in the locker room.
I know. I thought it was... A strange story.
Like this.
Like wiener cutouts or something?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm wondering. Who knows? I thought maybe
there might
be.
These people making these signs?
Yeah, what are they at the time?
But then I start reading a little more about the Penn volleyball team, and it sounds like there's been controversy in the program since they hired new coach Lane Braddock, who I've never heard of and would never have heard of.
He's huge in volleyball circles.
Turns out the players... felt uncomfortable, their mental health is impacted, and many of them are losing their passion for volleyball. The players, now I didn't know you could do this, but the players have filed 8 grievances with the athletic department because wow. of the team's decline in mental health.
A grievance over the team's decline in mental health.
Since when can you file a grievance from a college sports team?
And how do you
file a grievance?
How do you decide how
I'm sure it's
how,
under Title IX, right?
How do you decide how mental health has declined?
Well, that's this yeah. is yeah, do they this take baseline theory, tests?
You know what?
I don't think this is about Title IX. I think it's about their mental health.
I think that maybe the signs were put up by the coach and maybe they're vulgar towards the players.
They were blaming the players that they're supposed to represent Penn a certain way and they're not living up to that.
Hmm.
I don't think
Let's see. You ready for the grievances?
Yeah.
Braddock telling an assistant coach to hit a player in the face with a ball at practice. I'm sorry. That's just funny to see someone get hit in the face with a volleyball. also accused the team of bullying over a misplaced jacket. Well, come on, dude. So what? You misplaced your jacket?
Wait, bullying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be, I guess you could call it bullying. Who filed the grievance?
Braddock. Oh, the players, I guess.
Because he said they were bullying by hiding someone's
Braddock
jacket?
Accused the team of bullying over a misplaced jacket. That's the coach.
They really need to file a grievance over?
Apparently, yeah.
This jacket is awesome! Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin!
Well, now I could see.
The coach telling
a grievance
that their lack of playing time could be worse. And then he said they could be addicted to heroin or commit suicide. First off, weird thing for a coach to say, but is that really enough to make you file?
Do we have any context here?
No, of course not. By the way, they also had their worst season in program history on the court.
Oh!
I think that's what the grievance should be really filed over.
That's the real reason, don't you think?
Sure.
It probably has something to do with it. Yeah. Is this a male coach, Lane?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Ian, isn't it?
Stan your
Oh, is it Ian?
It
was L-A-I-N.
I-A-I-N, whatever that is. They should file a grievance over his name.
I agree.
No one knows what it is.
A-I-N.
What?
The team's new coach, Katie Schumacher-Cawley, brought a new energy and vigor to the team they haven't seen in years.
Then why are they canceling the last 2 games?
I don't know. So this is weird, though. Whatever. I don't know how long ago he was blown out.
Hey, Brandon, can you pause that blowback story? About
oh
Prince
my
Andrew.
God! Wow,
Danny Brandon.
Yeah, that now, right now,
that's a bombshell. Like all those babes,
Mark.
What?
Are there other grievances? I think that's a teaser for Inside Edition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I just want to see the story. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, Brandon.
Sorry. What are the grievances? This sounds terrible.
That's really it. Just those are the only.
That didn't sound like 8 grievances to me. The captain quit the team, by the way. over the stability, the instability.
Did they lose their scholarship?
I don't know. Yeah, it was, if you quit the team, I would think so.
During his first season in charge, they lost more games than they had in any season, 6-19. In November, many players expressed that they were experiencing dread over the thought of playing volleyball, the sport they love.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
You know, that's really funny. If they were winning, do you think the grievances would be that bad?
No.
I don't know.
No, there's no way it would.
These people sound so soft. I mean, grievances?
Guess we can't cheer for that team.
Freshman Carmina Raquel said, I did a private training session with my previous club coach over winter break, and he had to tell me that my skills I've mastered in my 10 years of club volleyball significantly and visibly deteriorated.
Oh, my God.
I mastered my 10 years. She's a freshman in college.
If you mastered
from
them,
the age of 8.
If you master skills and they've deteriorated, then that means you aren't working hard enough.
Well, no, she's blaming the coach because he deteriorated.
Oh, I see. The coach told her she didn't have to practice anymore or work on her skills.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, this have everybody having a voice thing is just such a debacle, isn't it?
Well, now the season's canceled, so cool.
Listen, everybody has to be nice to everybody no matter what, because...
But I just find... I don't want to start piling on people, but I will.
Like I have no
jacket? Good God. That's a nice jacket.
Well, the coach just made a... I mean, coaches say things all the time that you disagree with, or, fuck, I don't want to run anymore. I don't need to lift any more weights, but I'll do it because he's bitching. Because you do stuff that you have to do sometimes. Because we all have a boss, somebody.
An expectation.
Sometimes it's an unconventional boss.
This season, let's see. Back in February, the student athletes finally aired all their grievances with Braddock in front of the entire team, including the coaching staff. Multiple players said they felt double-crossed by an administrative guy when he criticized how they handled their issues with Braddock in season. Why have a coach? Don't have a coach at all. Let the players coach themselves.
Well, the point I was going to make was that, you know, especially when you're that age, people are going to be your teachers, your instructors, your coaches, your whatever, your this, your that, your driving teacher. And I feel like a lot of people think that they, because everyone has a voice, that it's really open season to criticize anyone in any forum.
Yeah.
Make any kind of demand, and that's okay.
Well,
it's kind of like the whole Gen Z. Be ready for Gen Z in the workplace. Here we come. I cannot imagine going into a workplace and going, hey, I'm the new generation. Watch out for me.
I should be back in school.
Although I have no problem. I think it's good. I think other people should be criticized. The problem becomes when people are losing their jobs over it because they're just waited on that one incident without any evidence.
Well,
I think everybody should be criticized.
I mean, if
that's fine.
If you created social media 20 years earlier, 30 years earlier, and we spouted off every time we thought some adult was being an idiot or...
But the problem is now you get canceled.
I know. I get it.
But I mean, we could... Believe me, we got criticized.
Yeah, all the time. We got criticized. I wish I had that time back so that I could file a grievance. And then agree with
whatever
agreement.
You got criticized.
My point being is that now,
professionally,
it seemed like around 2015, the dominoes just started falling where companies were like, we don't want to deal with this criticism. We're just going to fire the person.
Yeah.
So now you emboldened all the criticized.
Exactly. And people know that. And in particular, if you're the right person, the complaint is even more powerful.
The complaints are fine. Just stop firing people over it. How else does anybody ever learn or get better? You look at a complaint, is it bullshit or not? And then you just, you don't fight, I don't know.
But you know what happens too is that the person that complains, everyone starts tap dancing around the person. Oh, watch out for that person. Oh, don't fire that person, they'll sue.
Sure.
I mean, it has a really fucked up effect.
Well, why can't it just be like, hey, we hear your concern. We're going to address it. We'll fix it. That person's not getting fired.
Well, I mean, there's an article in the paper about it because they put it on Instagram or they put it on Twitter.
I almost don't blame a business because they don't deal with it. But it just sucks.
I understand what they're doing.
Now you're in a vicious cycle.
I get it. I mean, businesses are always going to cover their ass.
And if public schools.
If the, you know.
Universities.
If I should be back in school.
If the current wave is that, oh, there's nothing worse than a child complaining about blank, or, you know, a student complaining about blank, or, you know, an athlete complaining about blank, then, yeah, they get concerned. They get worried. And it's like, oh, we got to get rid of this mess. Mm-hmm. And maybe
business ethics.
I feel bad for the teachers, the coaches, because those people, I mean, you shouldn't have to think about watching your step.
Teaching on eggshells.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And, you know, a lot of these kids, too. I mean, you kids get in fights at school or whatever, or they.
But I remember
what the story was about suspending. They said, oh, we're not going to suspend kids anymore because that sends the wrong message. And then they just don't go to school. And so we're going to, you know, do this instead. You know, some softer punishment.
I remember in college, you raided your TAs, you raided your professors, and they allegedly took that into account. It's not just throwing it out there. And I mean, you were allowed to criticize them. But you didn't think that they would lose their job. Maybe they would get better at it.
No, and if you liked a teacher, you thought they were good. I was talking a good mark.
I was talking to a friend at the Michigan game, and her oldest daughter is at the university now and is a sophomore. And she's like, you wouldn't believe these kids today. They care about all these politics and mobilization. And we weren't like, I mean, Gen X wasn't like that.
We
didn't care about nothing.
We didn't really care. We were just trying to figure out what the hell's happening.
Come on, listen to Nirvana.
But it just blew her mind that they're all like that, and it kind of blows my mind then. Well, I just wanted to graduate.
As they say, are you talking about high school or college?
College.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, these...
I mean, there was always people. Trudy protested, so... When you were in college.
I did.
I mean, there's always going to be protesting, but it's just like it's...
I don't think that ever appealed to me. I had other.
You were radical. Oh, you had other.
I had other things. I was doing shows on WVT. I was playing baseball.
I was doing some shows.
Partying.
You're calling Bill Dooley a penis.
Time for that? Yeah, I was doing that.
That was your protest. You called Bill Dooley a penis.
I didn't call him
bullying.
That.
Well, caller did. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Multiple callers did. There was no phone screener.
You were complicit.
There was no phone screener.
You see, today you would lose. That person would lose their job.
Yeah, boy.
So,
cool mushroom tip.
So the headline is His Royal Dryness.
Ew.
Instead of His Royal Highness with Prince Andrew.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't sweat.
On the front of the New York Post.
Nice. Well, of course, doctors are coming forward to say that this is all bullshit.
No, that has to be bullshit because there's no way that you're going to stop sweating out of every area of your body. Because...
How much was he shot at, by the way? Was he really shot at? Like, Prince Andrew? Really? The Falklands? Boy, that's a tough matchup, Britain versus the Falklands.
Well, he was in a helicopter. So helicopters get shot at. I don't know. Maybe that's what he meant. I never read that he actually got hit or injured.
Well, but... He
injured
can't sweat.
In the sweat gland.
You can't sweat. So imagine the guys got blown up in Iraq. Obviously, they'll never sweat.
Yeah, I didn't know that. When every single war hero came back from World War II, there was no sweating in the United States.
Well, that's where the expression no sweat came from.
Exactly.
Did they run the story yet on Inside Edition?
Yes.
Oh, they did?
Let's watch it.
Yeah. I saw they had an update on the shooting in Fresno.
Oh, they were just now talking about the two teachers, high school teachers who were making meth.
Yeah. Good for them.
So they could bring up Breaking Bad.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, here you go. Oh, they had a body language expert, my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's always good. Inside Edition, the best.
They're awesome.
They get to the bottom of every story.
There are a few things that everyone can agree on, but the verdict appears to be unanimous. Prince Andrew's interview on his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein was a bad idea to begin with. That is now a huge public relations disaster.
Andrew is facing huge blowback from his TV interview about his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. He's being called Prince Pinocchio. In the interview, a total train wreck. Andrew denied having sex with Victoria Roberts, the woman in this notorious photo when she was 17.
I can absolutely categorically tell you it never happened.
The eighth in line to the British throne was caught in at least two whoppers.
Yeah. When I go out in London, I wear a suit and a tie.
But in this 2007 photo, he is leaving a London nightclub in an open-neck shirt.
Public displays of affection are not something that I do.
And these photos of the fun-loving prince on the French Riviera in 2008 tell a very different story. On the day the photo was taken, the prince claims he was eating pizza with his daughters at this pizza restaurant outside London.
Why would you remember that so specifically?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do.
Victoria Roberts claims the prince was sweating profusely when they met that night in 2001.
I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at.
Could that be true? Yes, says Dr. What? Sonia Batra, co-host of The Doctors.
And it's almost a form of PTSD of the doctors, or post-traumatic stress, where we PTSD. Think there's a downstream effect on your ability to produce sweat.
Andrew also claims the photo may be a fake.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
Professor Adam Wandt, an expert in photo forensics at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, told me it appears genuine.
The camera that took the picture would have been at just about her eye level where you could see the flash, and it's shooting from this angle. And what's interesting is all of the shadows around each and every one of them are extremely proportional, and something like that would be extremely hard to fake.
BBC reporter Emily Maitlis says Queen Elizabeth herself probably gave the go-ahead for the interview.
We filmed the interview in the quarters of Buckingham Palace that are very much the Queen's own residence. Ooh. If he hadn't had the approval of the palace, I'm imagining it would have been done in a sort of boardroom of a London hotel somewhere.
Victoria Roberts issued a public challenge to the prince in September when she appeared in court following Epstein's suicide.
He knows exactly what he's done, and I hope he comes clean about it.
Alleged suicide. Virginia Roberts is watching this interview. What is your message to her?
I don't have a message for her.
Oh, he's not sorry that she was molested and sex-slaved by Jeffrey Epstein.
Sorry, not sorry.
Just knows it wasn't him.
In the meantime, I found out what the alleged signs were inside the volleyball locker.
Oh, good.
Really? Where'd you dig those?
By the way, I just want to say that there are multiple doctors that I've been reading who say it's really shaky claim. Very shaky.
I read the same. I've even read that sometimes when you have an adrenaline overdose, it can cause you to sweat more.
Well, he was sweating a lot in that picture with the open collar, that's for sure.
But a doctor from the TV show Doctors commented and said it is possible. So.
And they show a montage of eight pictures of him not only just dancing, sweating, and holding dancing. People.
He's so happy.
Somebody trying to bite his neck.
He's so happy in every picture, too.
Oh, he's having a ball.
Just so happy.
It's a pizza place.
Okay, what'd the sign say?
The team put them up, and it appears to be an altered meme of the coach and the guy, the person from the administrative, the athletic department that they're mad at, like going down on each other. They probably never thought they'd see it because this is a women's locker room.
Go girls,
I love lesbians.
You gonna cancel the season over that? Really?
Well, I think the athletic director or the person from the department was a little pissed.
Can you find out so maybe the couple people that really
the truth made is too the though, pictures? They've lost a lot of players, so they're kind of, you know.
It's over.
Yeah. No, I want you two to kiss each other.
But that's okay. According to the internet, so who knows?
Yeah. I knew it'd be out there somewhere. So Kanye's big moment.
Great.
At Joel Osteen's church, and he did say, I guess he had a service on, well, he had a couple services earlier, that he's the greatest artist alive.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem very humble to me.
Yeah, for sure. I know.
And I'm non-braggadocious.
God made him to become the most like amazing artist ever.
Yes.
So he could bring more people into church.
Shouldn't he apologize for his artist privilege? For being best artist? Saying. Were these all Kanye fans that just blew into that church and they blew out all the Joel Osteen people? Because it sounded like, you know, they were scalping tickets for it and stuff.
I don't know.
Kim was in the front row.
Oh, great. Where's Rodney Reed?
Still.
You got to mention.
Cool.
But I just, this is such an interesting turn. I'm going to predict the Dylan effect happens to Kanye, where he does it for a while, and he sort of, his artistry is maybe not as appreciated as the old Kanye, so he goes secular again.
Yeah, I think that's what, that is what's going to happen. But I really do believe, and somebody this morning on Good Morning America agreed with me, that it's to expand the scope of his audience, to bring more people into his
music
sales.
Meanwhile, a lot of people hear it and go, ugh.
But he has a huge audience already.
He does, but you can get more money. He's married to Kim Kardashian.
I don't know. I don't think people will buy music just because it's... Well, no, that's not true. You know what? You might be right, Trudy. You might be onto something.
Probably a lot of people who are religious who are like, ooh, I want to... be hip now and like Kanye West, but they won't listen to his previous music.
I can tell you, it makes Joel Osteen look really cool.
You know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, writing a start
of documentation, the drawing
of Calabasas. So as I sat there saying, I'm going to make a gospel album, there were Christians that were there that were not, excuse me, brother, I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it, it distracts me. I really appreciate the support.
That's your fault.
I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today.
Asshole.
Is Joel just standing there?
And now, the trend, the shift... is going to change. Jesus has won the victory. Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now,
yeah, we just heard it by you yelling.
The greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for Him. Even for someone who's professing God and saying, this is going to be a gospel album, the devil's going to come and do everything he can to distract people from knowing how to fully be in service to the Lord. And
is this really that great a speech?
All of that arrogance, everyone's confidence, and
everyone's
that
you've
all seen me use before, God is now using for Him.
It does seem like it's all about him, too.
I feel like this is all a big tech shelter.
We all have sin.
The whole,
Kanye,
Jesus, church thing is all the...
You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse.
It is interesting that he complains so much about taxes.
I know.
Wouldn't you think if anybody didn't have to worry about money, it would be that family?
Yeah.
If I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, huh, motherfucker?
But so will he sell more records doing gospel beats?
I don't know.
Ultimately, I don't think he...
it's weird.
He lost me a few albums ago, so
I think
maybe
he'll
be back
in secular music soon.
Oh, yeah.
Because, when you say that, Trudy's trying to broaden his audience, and I think about... some of the artists, when I was looking at the Billboard list, for example, and some of the people on there, people like less talented people who are more of a thing. They're just more of a, like Janet Jackson, we talked about her concert, Britney Spears, people like that. It's really a dancing event. It's not a singing. You don't go to see that person sing.
No,
they probably
aren't
singing anyway. So it seems like it's really not about the music. It's more about, they're hot, or I love the personality, and, the Swifties. Is there anything Taylor Swift could do that they wouldn't buy?
No.
I'm saying she's not talented. She is. But she has a thing. It's like her audience is her own personal cult. She says, they're doing this to me. And they all just en masse go,
right,
and pile into these people. Even though she's being totally ridiculous.
Yes.
So this new album by Kanye has already sold more than his previous album, Ye, which was out last summer.
Isn't it Ye?
I don't know.
Kanye?
Well, I was thinking Yeezy. Oh. So who knows? And then before that, that other one, they can't even tell because that was the one that got stolen. It was only on Tidal. Remember Tidal? Jay-Z convinced him to do it. But besides that, it's maybe one-tenth of Yeezus. It's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, 808 and Heartbreak. So it's not even coming close to those.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm amazed that the people who are more of a thing than a talent like Britney Spears. I mean, do we all agree? I mean, we've heard raw tape of her singing.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. But she never goes away. She does a tour and people flock. I mean, her Vegas residency was a huge success, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Everyone loved it.
I mean, this seems like a joke to me.
Most of those Vegas shows, though, are. I mean, used to be before rock bands took up residency there. But most of those shows in Vegas were about showmanship versus musicianship.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
When she was 15, though, did you think her career would go this well for this long?
No.
I would have put money in the Christina Aguilera camp.
Yeah.
I would have bought that stock.
Well, she's got talent. Absolutely.
I know she has talent, but she's nowhere near the level of Britney right now.
It's not a Britney thing.
But still, I would rather have Christina Aguilera's talent and be able to do things than Britney Spears and not be able to control her own life.
Well, yeah, that's not really the question. I'm just amazed at how some of these people just keep going and going and going. And it does seem that, you know, they have this thing with their fans. It's more than talent. It's more than I love your music. It's I love you.
Wow, it's also, you know,
I support you. I have your back.
Isn't there a bit of a high wire act with Britney too? You never know what's gonna happen.
They're just like letting the audience just fucking stand out there like that.
Like when she leaves her mic on at Rock and
Rio. Oh my god. Okay, let's hurry, y'all. Seriously, this is retarded.
She's cancel her.
She's a complete idiot.
They told me they were gonna do a vamp.
She's a moron.
Doing a vamp. They lied to her.
That's my vamp.
Thank you, baby. I haven't heard this in years. Shit.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Oh, God.
Because the screen's just black. The stage is black. She thought they were going to have some kind of video.
It just seems like no one really goes away anymore.
No.
I saw Ariana Grande this morning crying on social media. They actually covered this story.
That's not going to help her throat.
But, you know, her fans.
Pants are too short.
I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to fucking vamp.
I love it when she lays down the law.
Okay, thanks. This is retarded.
Ooh, cancel her again.
Oh, God. Well, all I had to watch was 5 minutes of her TV show.
Chaotic.
Oh, my God. And Kevin Federline, I mean, they seem made for each other in a way.
Yeah, they're perfect. Yeah.
I just expected, you know, it seems like, is it unreasonable to expect if someone's a star, there's a lot on, they got to have a lot on the ball. You would think. But
yeah,
then,
I guess. Or,
you better fucking ask somebody.
Thanks,
Kate. Or there is a, you know, like a guy behind, a puppet master.
Well, but there didn't used to be puppet masters. Well, the boy bands, I mean, I don't know. What's that all about? Aren't those dancing shows, too?
Yeah, but Timberlake's loaded with talent.
Yeah, some of them are. I agree. He is very talented.
He is. Howie, not so much.
Hey, K-Fed does great cameos.
What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
Can we see if he's done any recent cameos?
I hope so.
Are people buying his cameos?
Hopefully. It should be. They're missing out if they're not.
You know who's disappeared, though? I noticed this. I don't know why this person's name came up, but I was like, wait, there's someone who's literally done. Ashley Simpson. Ever hear about her? Do you ever hear about her?
Oh, she married rich, that's why.
No, she went way away.
She put out some music, too. I was like, what happened to her? And I put it, and it's like, oh, she put out an album, and I forgot what year it was.
She knew she was never going to top that SNL appearance.
Well, she also got major cosmetic surgery and didn't look anything like herself.
That's true.
So she could become, she could be someone else.
She looks great, too. Like,
she looks beautiful.
Yeah. Do you remember what she used to look like?
Yeah, because before she had...
When she was with Ryan Cabrera?
The nose.
Yeah. No. Who's still out there? He's still doing it.
Yeah. You know who she's married to, right? Ashley Simpson?
He's an actor.
Diana Ross's grandson.
Okay. And before that, she was married to the bassist of the Fall Out Boy. So, yeah, She's always
doing okay.
Okay.
And fine. I just remember her from, was it SNL? You're playing the wrong song.
Oh, God.
You're playing the wrong song.
That was such a debacle.
She knew she was never going to top that, so she did her jig.
Yeah, right.
Can you check the K-Fed?
That was so great.
Why can't I find him?
And smart of
her.
He was
at the top there.
To realize it was time.
Federics.
It was smart of her to realize it was time to go at that point.
There's a drummer drumming. Monday, she's just standing there looking around while the song's playing.
Her voice is playing.
Now she just does her jig.
She walked off the stage, right?
Yeah. Well, she's still there right now.
Oh.
She's just hopping around like a fool. Can't she sing this song?
Bye.
Her best performance.
I love that she just exits.
The band's just going to stay and rock. We're just going to rock.
Because I like that song. Without her. Better.
Oh, man.
One of those guys should have grabbed the mic and just started singing it.
Did they finish the song, the band? Did they just stay with it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I thought they went to commercial.
They did. They just cut to commercial.
Okay.
There.
So K-Fed is temporarily unavailable. You cannot get a cameo from him, even if you want to.
Can we hear a couple previous ones?
How are we gonna quote fucking ask somebody if he's not gonna do cameos?
What's up, Hannah? It's Kevin Federline here. I just want to congratulate you on your wedding day and getting married to your warrior prince. That's what's up. I'm sure all the bridesmaids look beautiful, and they did a fantastic job for you, Hindu. Also, Jonesy, stay drunk and stay crazy. Anyways, great congrats advice to you. I hope you're in marital bliss and many, many blessings to you both. Take care.
Wow. He seems like a really happy person, doesn't he?
I gotta be honest. I never hated Kevin Federline. I never hated him.
He's just a dolt.
Yeah. Well, it pissed me off when all of a sudden he's releasing rap songs.
Mm. Sure. Popo's out.
Great.
Popo's out.
It was a good song.
How much are his cameos?
I don't recall. Since he's unavailable, it doesn't have the price. You can click a button to be notified when he's available again. But
I see.
I don't recall. Did somebody buy that one for us, or did we buy it?
We bought it. It was very cheap.
Yeah, it must have been probably 30.
Okay.
So the early ones, we weren't paying nothing for them.
The Kanye speech, though, I had listened. I don't think I heard that part. I listened to a little bit of it, and I was like, this is just, I mean, really nothing special. It just seems sort of generic. Mm-hmm. He wasn't reading any scripture. He was just kind of talking about
it's a stream of
Kanye
consciousness. Yeah.
And the crowd was going crazy. And I'm thinking, is he really saying anything inspiring?
No.
I don't think
so. He doesn't.
But so are those Joel Osteen's people going crazy for him, or are those Kanye fans?
It can't be Joel Osteen's, right?
I don't know. Maybe they were just being polite because Joel Osteen told him Kanye was very important.
Whatever I think,
kinda like when Harbaugh says to cheer Chris Webber.
do you ever think, what are the two things you think of when you think of Joel Osteen? If you even have two things you think of.
That he wouldn't let anyone in for the flood.
That's number
when
one.
When his church was not flooded and everything around it was.
That's number one. And the second one was that, remember he did a thing at Comerica Park?
Yeah.
And his special guest was Mitch Albom.
He had a service there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why was Mitch Albom a special guest?
Well, yeah, because Mitch is special. Mitch, by the way, number two on the New York Times list, behind Donald Trump Jr., which you know bothers him.
Oh! But Mitch would say that Donald Trump Jr.'s were sold in bulk.
Oh, true.
Because the New York Times had put some notation on there, which basically says you may be number one, but you suck because people are buying them in bulk to make you number one.
That is kind of a weaselly way to be number one.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like hiring people in Burma to download all our podcasts.
I think people have done it before. Of course, he says that's not true. He didn't buy any books. I have no idea.
He didn't.
I've read that the New York Times can pick and choose whether or not they use that notation, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If they don't want
to read that,
I'll bring it up.
Daily Caller?
No, it was. Hold on.
I think they should point it out every single time there's bulk sales because I think it's weaselly and bullshit.
Yeah.
I think it's been pointed out a couple
whomever
times
it
before.
Is. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Wait, would you not buy a book then if it had been bought in bulk by the...
No, but it's just kind of, you know, people get a boner to say that. Wait, we're number one on the New York Times list.
Yeah, it is a false accolade.
Personally, yeah. I can't believe anyone buys books by Donald Trump Jr., Hillary Clinton,
seriously?
Bill Clinton. No, I can't believe they do. I really can't. First of all, they're either really wonky.
They're all wonky.
Or they're just bullshit. Yeah. They don't tell you anything. They're not going to. Are they really going to spill something that you are unaware of about that person? Mm-hmm. And by the way,
I think a lot of times
reading about that
kind of
shit is boring as hell anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like reading the State of the Union address for a couple days. Have you ever read a book by a politician and gone, oh, my God, that's the best book?
No.
Mm-mm. Has anyone ever said
Unless
that?
Unless it's written about a politician, not one that they wrote.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
John Goslin has continued his Breaking the Silence tour. He's now breaking a silence on Dr. Oz today.
Excellent.
It's just a quick little tease, but here's what he said on Kate.
Can you like
that Kate is an unfit mother?
Whoa. Well, I believe that her belief system is skewed. That's what I believe.
Why?
I believe her intentions in the beginning were good intentions, bringing kids into the world, that she fought to have these kids.
Pretty good intention.
But I think once fame and money got involved, it twisted her belief system. On my end, I've been fighting to get my kids off TV forever.
That's the only tease.
Wait, how can he not be able to get his kids off TV?
Why does he have to go on TV to say he's trying to get his kids off of TV?
I would think if one parent out of two wants their kids off TV, they would be off TV.
Exactly, yeah.
Sure.
Trudy,
I just broke the internet.
Back me up on this. Goslin's looking pretty good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He
looks totally different. Like, he's lost weight and got some hair plugs.
Yeah.
Look at him, Drew.
Hot. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah, well, you fuck.
Hey, Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Oz, would you like to buy a timeshare?
It's pretty hot.
No.
Is he still selling timeshares?
Yeah, it is.
You know, by the way, these people, have you seen stories about kids who are like, my mom puts me on social media all the time, I don't like it.
Oh, and, yeah.
And certain parents
Mommy
who say,
blogs
say,
and stuff.
Oh, I got my child's permission to put. And then they're the people that just put anything up anywhere, anytime. I don't know. It seems it's kind of an interesting subject.
Do you remember that lady that wrote the op-ed piece because her daughter got a computer, her first computer, and so she Googled stuff and found out that her mom was doing this blog and writing about her? And she said, I'm sorry, this is my blog. You have no right to have me take down your pictures. She's arguing with her daughter.
Yeah.
Do you remember that at
all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
No, it was crazy.
Ugh.
Wait, on whose part?
I don't
on
think
the daughter's part.
I didn't.
Daughter
should you really put thousands of pictures of your kid?
The daughter
online?
Didn't want her pictures out there on this blog, and her mom said, "Sorry, doing it anyway."
First of all, think of all the child molesters and creeps who are looking for kids to, I mean, get off. I mean,
but even
seriously,
that, even people with social anxieties, I'm telling you, if people don't like sometimes having their picture thrown up online, they get nervous about it. They don't want to be judged.
Yeah, I don't blame them. It ought to be up to them.
When she gets older, I don't know, she should put everything her mom does on her own blog and get back at her.
I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a baby picture up. Or
did you get the baby's permission?
I guess the baby could sue you.
It's a baby.
You have a class action suit. Organize the babies.
Yeah, good luck. What lawyer wants to rep a bunch of babies?
That might be some money in it.
Lawyer to the babies.
No, thank you.
Hi, baby.
Social media. Thanks to TJ Miller for coming on today. And again, you might consider going to the shows on Sunday, matinee show, or maybe the evening show, or maybe there will even be a late show if enough people call to see TJ. I bet that show does really well.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also want to remind people again
that the store's open, drewandmikestore.com.
That. And also that MyBookie is offering the risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game for Thanksgiving. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. You got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well. My bookie will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer bet. You literally cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. Just log on to mybookie.ag, make your first deposit with promo code DREW, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. Guaranteed deposit match, risk-free bet for Thanksgiving. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass by. You cannot lose. Hop on the gravy train, get in the on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code DREW.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so confused about Thanksgiving this year. I keep thinking, oh, it's this week. It's this week. It's this week. And it never comes.
It's late, yeah. For it never comes.
For 1 month.
It'll be here.
Time has slowed down somehow.
But now we have less time between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh!
God. What's going to happen to the retailers?
Are there many Christmas lights up in your neighborhood?
No, none.
There are lights up already around here.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen many lights, but I've saw a lot of trees. You can see trees in people's houses.
What animal puts up their tree and lights already?
Animal.
It is an animal.
It's Thanksgiving.
People with artificial trees because
I have a fake tree. I ain't putting that up fake until trees, well after
they're
Thanksgiving.
They're expensive, too. Have you ever priced a fake tree?
Oh, my God. They're like $130. How big a tree are you buying?
Well, I was in this home goods store, and I saw these. They were like $300, $400.
So you need to shop at the dollar store, Trudy.
Hey, do we ever call the place that was making the people take their Christmas lights down because it was too early?
Did we try them? Here it is. I think I have it around here.
Well, yeah. now it's just the right time. So why would they continue?
No, this was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
And she said she was pregnant.
Doing it.
So,
real quick, sorry guys, I hate to interrupt.
What happened?
We're going to be receiving a fine from David Hall because.
Oh,
TJ Miller.
He'll know, though.
I know.
He'll understand.
It wasn't open for the. Wow.
We'll file a grievance.
Not sure how that worked. You must have jerry-rigged something over there.
Sometimes Brandon. When it works, we get in trouble.
Oh, maybe that's why it sounded like it was, you know, like in the middle. It was kind of warbly, possibly because it didn't have the Hall.
Oh, it did get a little weird.
Hall
there
Financial
for a You're right.
power behind
You're
it.
You're onto something.
Hall Financial wants to remind you. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention when you refi with Hall Financial. They'll get back to you fast. Go to drewandmike.hallfg. You won't be disappointed. You can also click the link on our website. And I got a nice email from somebody about Hall Financial, by the way.
ML just used him again, I believe.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's refinancing everything.
Here's the here it is. Gordon, this is not exactly the email I want to get, but he said I have 12 years left on a 15-year mortgage at 3.25%. I got in 2016, got a great rate. I decided to email Hall FG to see if there's anything that could be done. Within 6 hours, I got an email. Within an hour, I got a phone call from Nick. I wanted to lower my payment. After about 5 minutes, he determined there was not much he could do. I thanked him for his time. Even though Hall FG could not help me lower my payment, I still give them 5 stars for their speed and honesty.
That's great.
That's from Gordon. So
there
you go.
Time. That's nice.
I mean, there's no harm in finding out.
No, I did.
I had a similar experience as Gordon did. And
couldn't
cool.
get it lower.
Pronounced
yeah,
Gordon.
Because you kind of feel more secure about things then. You know, like you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It reinforces your
It's business. Pronounced Gordon.
However, Maz was able to lower his payment, as
Whoa,
was ML.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And a few other people around here.
That's cool.
So we got the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Do you have any Christmas music, Mark?
This I don't know what this one is, but.
Oh, I think I know what this
what?
Is.
Huh?
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's
nice.
The first time for you.
I want to know who this guy is singing this.
Family's name? I don't even see it.
Great
nice,
voice.
A nice voice. Oh, doesn't he? Good inflection.
Don't go ripping out my pubic hair.
Yeah, pubes?
He sounds like the creep that wrote it, doesn't he?
Pull at my cock. You can do it with ease.
Yeah, but then I want to know who sang the other songs, because this guy's only on this track.
Really? They're running different singers?
Well, there's only one way to find out, Drew. Thank you for asking. Let's try another one. Maybe this is the same singer.
I'm going to try the second number.
Yeah, good inflection as well.
Oh, you guys are just trying to keep the music flowing.
Yeah. Just keep on the same number over and over and letting it ring.
My neighbor's hump, and I'm listening.
So that is
my
the same
dick
guy.
Is hard, it's head
That's
is
the same guy.
A beautiful sight. I squeeze it real tight.
He does sing it like he wrote it.
I love to choke my chicken with my hand.
And I think he loves to do that.
My balls are blue.
Oh, gross.
My cock is smoking. I grab my rod and start a stroking. It's a sight to behold when shooting my load.
God. Gross.
That's terrible. Thanks for cutting that off.
You're welcome. Put a real one on.
Who do you know with a liver that's huge? A big red nose and gossles down booze. Drunken Santa is coming to town.
I think she wrote this too because it sucks.
That's equality for you.
She just couldn't get gross enough.
Let's see if he wrote this one. I don't know. It's crazy. Do you have another number, Brandon?
Unfortunately.
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
There was only one number to start with. I didn't even think that number was real.
Oh, it's her again. Nice.
Herbert, in a trench coat, he did go to the schoolyard to expose his dick and balls Jesus. Made out of snow. Oh, Frosty the Herbert. All the kids he liked to watch. His dick did grow when he packed snow on his cold and ice.
You're not going to believe this.
The creepy guy.
You're not going to believe this.
The creepy guy wrote that.
There's
too.
A notice on this on the YouTube page that it's age restricted because of community guidelines. What's wrong with that community?
I have breaking news.
Listen up. Oh, yeah?
Not on the ABN end, but the Red Shovel Network.
Right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Taylor Swift has been cleared to perform her early hits at the AMAs. As she had informed her Swifties, her followers, that she could not sing her songs at the AMAs.
I'm so relieved.
Monday night. Because she would be in trouble. The guys that bought her master recordings. I read a lot of comments on that story.
Yeah.
And nobody is fooled by that. I guess her followers are because they're in her cult.
And Elizabeth Warren and AOC.
Yeah. And all these idiots. Can you believe the way these people throw their names on these dumb stories?
Well, they see the platform, so.
I know, but it's.
But they don't know the story.
This is why, in fact, there was something about this. Maybe Brandon and I talked about it, I think. About how people are having trouble determining what the truth is in some really simple stories because there's so much crap written. And, you know, if someone says this and no, this. And people don't trust the media all that much, networks.
Or they'll say, would that come from the Daily Caller or something?
Exactly. Did you ever
find
it?
I have to tell you, the Rodney Reed story is a great example to me because I watch coverage of the story. And they've got people holding free Rodney Reed signs and Kim Kardashian saying she looked into his soul and, you know, all these people want the thing stayed, all these celebrities, and they did stay at 128. So I'm thinking, you know, unless I know what I know, that he gets out in 128 days or they get an appeal or they throw out the verdict. But if you really know the story, even though they didn't tell us this, he's a serial rapist. But they didn't tell us that. Then wouldn't you expect... Shouldn't that have been part of that story?
That should have been a big part of that story.
I mean,
story.
That's kind of incredible to me. So I do understand these people that say, you know, God, I don't know what the fucking truth is. And the Taylor Swift story, in reading the comments, and again, I understand why people say that, but a lot of the people in the comments were saying, oh, somehow Paul McCartney managed to sing his songs. And I mean, people know when you sign a contract when you're 17 because you want to be mass distributed and you want to have a record deal, that you give up certain things. There's negotiations. You don't get to just all of a sudden go, I want my masters, and get them. It doesn't work that way. And there were people, who was it? Did you guys see the story? Was it Neo that said, give her masters?
Mm-mm. I didn't see that.
I think it was on Daily Mail. Some singer was on there. No, he said, people should own their masters. Give them to her.
She could have bought them.
And they did a story on it. They paid this... This company paid $300 million to buy the property, which included her masters. Her masters were a significant chunk of that. and they generate income.
They paid who that significant amount of money?
They paid Borchetta's company, right? What company is that?
I don't remember.
The Big Machine
paid, and I don't know what, whoever, they
the,
signed
whoever the
Taylor
original
Swift.
Label was.
They signed Taylor Swift to an original 10-year deal.
Right.
And honestly, it's done pretty well. She's made a lot of money.
She needs to talk to Mary Wilson about this kind of stuff.
Did you see all the...
Mary Wilson?
Or the members of the Supremes who were not Diana Ross and other Motown artists?
You mean Cindy Birdsong?
Cindy Birdsong.
Yeah, Mary Wilson didn't do all that well either. But yeah, Cindy Birdsong was on welfare when she died.
Yeah, and all the other artists who were really cut out and had a hardship.
I want my masters! I mean...
There's billboards around Nashville that say, hashtag I stand with Taylor and Scott... Please let Taylor perform her songs.
isn't that just a huge...
That's money. It is money well spent.
It's a publicity stunt, isn't it, on her part?
No, I think she thinks she can put pressure on them to give her her masters. I think she... I don't know. Or it's a bargaining. But all she's done is she's activated the idiots that... some of them aren't idiots. But the people that follow her on social media, the Swifties... to go and attack Big Machine Music to the point that they literally sent people home for the day because they couldn't get anything done because they all were being attacked by, 100 million? How many people just follow Taylor Swift? 100 million? It's some insane number. Yeah. I mean, at one point, someone was suggesting that she could be important to the presidential campaign because of her following. If she would just tell them how to vote, they would.
Oh.
She has 122 million followers on Instagram alone.
Should have got Tony Z to comment on the story.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He loves Taylor.
Did you see
she's okay. I just think the way she uses
She's
her
such
fans
a baby, though.
Yeah.
The reversal of the vaping decision that...
flavored vaping?
Trump, yeah.
The president decided to, like, sort
good.
Of... waver the opposite direction.
He's not... banning flavored vapes now.
Well, the theory was, too, that the people who love flavored vapes would use that as reason to not want to vote for him.
Oh,
I don't understand why you'd ban it anyway. No one under 18...
Anytime someone walks through a cloud of vape smoke, a millennial is born.
No one under 18 is supposed to be smoking it anyway. So why are you banning it for the people that like it?
The people that like it were very pissed. Yeah.
So it was
very angry.
So apparently was the lobbying with the vape heads.
Yeah, they were stocking up. Yeah, and the people who sold flavored vape had huge stocks of it, and they were stuck holding the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, that was kind of bodacious.
It was a total government overreach. I think Whitmer's was a total overreach, too. And that's still going on, right?
Yeah. It's
moving forward with that ban.
It's 6 months, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think they believe that it's coming back.
Fix the damn road.
But, you know, just finishing up on Taylor Swift, has anyone heard of anyone who was not allowed to do their own song anywhere, anytime? Because I've never, ever heard of that happening.
No, I didn't even know you needed permission to perform it, but I guess you do.
I think in most cases, people, even when people cover someone's song, they do it, record it, put it out, and they settle it up later.
I just mean record, just performing it.
I've never heard of anyone needing permission to perform it.
If Taylor Swift
maybe
went
you
out,
do, but
if she went out there and performed Imagine, could she?
Of course she could.
Just settle up later.
Who has ever said, you know what, I was going to play Imagine, but...
I would think the AMAs have clearance over all the songs. They probably...
I'm not sure how it works legally speaking, but if Taylor Swift... plays a medley of her old songs on the American Music Awards, doesn't it just promote her music and sell it more and stream it more? Isn't that good for...
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why would
they really want her not to do the songs that they own, that they are trying to market? I mean, it's absurd.
It's really interesting that she, now that she's allowed to perform, she hasn't put up a new tweet about it, that she's allowed to perform. The top tweet she has is still about... I don't know what else to do. That whole speech that she had where she, you know, names Borchetta and Braun.
Her,
by the way, 901,000 likes on that tweet. 279,500 retweets. 44,000 comments.
Let's just say that, you know, music changes hands. It's not unusual for music to change hands. Yeah. Who's, what the hell is that?
This is, what's happening here? This is John Lennon. There's no heaven.
The cover of
It's easy
Mansion.
If you try. No hell below us.
Is this a knockoff of Hung?
Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
This is a Quentin Tarantino movie. Is it not?
Do you have anything else? It's like the Australian American Idol, maybe? Temple. Yeah, it is. Australian Idol.
Oh, here's the next selection.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yay.
See, they could do that without John Lennon's permission.
Well, you know, think of
it's great, by the way.
Think of an old band and, you know, music changes hands and they're going to go out on a tour and play all their hits. Does the guy that owns that music not want them to do that? I mean, doesn't that bring life to the catalog?
Yeah, it does. It makes logical.
It brings more life to the catalog sense. Than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And then you can use the music and it can be, they serve a cease and desist to keep you from doing it again, like they always do to political people, right? But once you've performed it, you've performed it.
And as far as the American Music Awards, there was a suggestion, and I think it was Taylor Swift who was suggesting it, that if she sang them, it would be the same as a re-recording because it would be on YouTube. It'd be here and there, and then, you know, they would there'd be a new recording of it available. And she's not allowed to make a new recording until November 2020 because that's part of her original deal. If she wants to re-record the music, which she says she's going to re-record all of it to fuck them, but she can't do it till November 2020. So that would be technically a new recording. It's like, whoa. What?
Wasn't it great when people used to fight their battles behind the scenes?
I mean, if someone, first of all, if Big Machine said, there would technically be a new recording because you'll be doing a medley and it'll be on YouTube and that's a new recording. I would think her lawyers would shut that down so fast and say, fuck you, shut up. But instead, we get the Swifties to do it. I guess it probably is a lot cheaper.
Sure.
She just makes a post. And it was the most pathetic post. It's like, look what they're doing to me. I'm Taylor Swift and I have no resources whatsoever. I need you guys to help.
Such a long post.
I know. And what are the four words she says on top of the post? Just thought you should know or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what else. What else to do.
You're
so mean to me, a woman. Trudy, I just came across this too while I was looking at Taylor Swift on Twitter. You didn't tell me that Motley Crue literally blew up the contract, did you?
Oh, no, I did not say that.
They literally blew up the contract.
Oh, so it's not enforceable? Motley Crue, no one has a copy of it?
Tour. No, they blew it up. Listen.
Almost 35 years on the road. To make it official, they signed an unprecedented contract. You
know, kind of genius of them to do this.
In the years since, Motley Crue became more popular than ever and gained an entirely new legion of fans who, along with diehard crew heads,
really
demanded the band tear up that
fans?
Stupid contract and come out of retirement.
Just Twitter happened.
There's the contract. It's on the table. See it, Trudy?
They knew that if they were ever to stand on stage together again, that contract would have to be destroyed.
The contract would have to be destroyed.
Well, destruction has never been an issue for Motley Crue.
I gotta admit, it's corny, but it's kind of cool.
And people love things that have blown up.
Especially in slow-mo like this.
Yeah.
I don't know why they had to blow up the coffee table and the couch, but I'm glad they did.
Well, the funny thing is when they said, we've signed a contract, we can never perform together again, no one believed it. No one did.
Of course
people
not.
Joked about it. It was a big joke.
It's the great long con. It finally paid off today.
Seems like it did.
Brilliant. Yes. Did anybody tell Larry King yet? Remember, didn't they sign part of it on Larry or do their last show with the Motley Crue?
That was Machine Gun Kelly who narrated that, by the way.
They should have Larry do it. They missed another great opportunity.
He played Tommy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in concert.
Have you ever seen him?
No.
Oh, I haven't either.
It's with Def Leppard and Poison.
I think I'd like to see them.
They're good.
I want to see that show.
I want to see that movie. all right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here? And of course, you can like us on Facebook. I want to get 25,000 Facebook likes by my Christmas present. Probably like 30,000, but
Drew wants to have his Instagram over Kim Kardashian's. 153 million.
That's sensible goals.
The only thing I want is my Twitter to pass Screech at 14,700. I'm at 12,200. I'm beginning to think I may have to work until I die. I'll croak doing my last show.
What a stupid present.
Need to produce your own message pleading with people like Taylor Swift to help you.
Yeah, I don't know what else to do.
I got every super bad Screech. Get busy.
At Drew Mike Podcast on Twitter. It's a terrible address. That's probably half the problem. But that's what I'm going to say anyway. And then rate us on iTunes. A lot of people are doing that. We're getting a lot of reviews on there. Kind of nice. A lot about cobbling together a living, by the way. That's the new popular way of saying how great the show is. Thank you very much. And we do have the Amazon portal. And it would be really nice this holiday season if you bought your Amazon things through our portal. Because we get a little piece, and it really helps.
And merch, DrewAndMikeStore.com.
And the donation bar, if you're just crazy, I want to give them money. Give us $5 a month, or you can just give us $5 once. However you want to do it. We appreciate the help. Because Charlotte's counting on a nice Christmas. And Madeline, too. And Annie.
And Zoobs.
What a stupid and Zoobs. Present.
Yeah.
Lily, Abby, Maddie,
Charlotte, Annie,
Zoobs.